be coming over. Make the meatloaf.
Jeannie, what would you say about Zeta's future?
Get it over.
I'm a hacker. I hack computers. I have your profile up here.
No, I have uncles that, you know, would cut you guys all into pieces.
Listen to me. This is really important. Did you get a call from any of those people posting on Craigslist? You need to not listen to them if they call you. They're saying they're running an experimental lab.
We are electrocuting monkeys to test out a new lip gloss.
You what? You electrocuting monkeys?
We're electrocuting some of them. In other words, we're cracking a whip at.
Then you delete my freaking number.
If I find you, I'm going to kick your ass because Dan just fucked me up and I didn't expect it. He has me the phone and he just fucked me up. What the fuck?
Man, how big is your husband?
It's none of your fucking business.
Excuse me, man. Don't use that language.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for calling me gay, asshole.
Good evening, and welcome to another Art of Phone Larking. Yay! I'm going to go ahead and add Mr. Hillock to the roster right now. With us tonight, we have Aspa. Welcome, Aspa.
Thank you.
We have Dwight, as usual.
Mm-mm.
Welcome,
Dwight quit.
Dwight quit.
He went back to DeVry to get Dwight. His fucking doctorate degree.
He's going to jail for apparently harassing blog talks. All right, and we got Mr. Hillock. Good evening, Mr. Hillock. How are you tonight?
What's up? I'm good. How you doing, man?
Not too bad.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Are you already on?
Yes, just got on. Okay. I'm literally in the middle of the intro. So
cool.
We're good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind getting one more person on, and the reason is I have kind of a group project going on tonight. Trainwreck called in. That guy just started, and he already called in. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just breaking his balls. He told me he had stuff to do tonight, and he was going to try to jump on at the very end, but he can't get on in the beginning. And then Mike wasn't going to be able to be on tonight, so my lately two usuals weren't on, so I was hoping he's pulling an ice goose. Dwight writes he's pulling an ice goose. No. I'll go through my idea and you guys will understand why. First, just let me say I only have one idea tonight, so we need to make this work or we're going to go to random calls. I had a very, very busy work week and home, you know, busy too. So
home week.
Yeah, home week busy. So those are words that all work together very well, and hopefully I don't gotta just, you know, start pulling numbers and calling random people. If we have to, we will. But what I have here is an ad. I'll read it to you. It says, "Win $2,500 playing a murder mystery game over the phone." Have you ever wanted to play a real-life version of the game Clue? Are you good at paying attention to the details or solving puzzles before others do? If so, you can earn up to $2,500 in a round-robin version of a murder mystery game. This game is being sponsored and hosted by the Investigative Discovery Channel, and we will be putting you up against other amateur sleuths in a race to figure out who is the murderer. If you're interested, please reply, blah, blah, blah. And this time I put my name up as Gil Maples, which I told Aspa that when I first connected to him about 20 minutes ago. He said, yeah, that's probably good, because I said, I'm Ryan Tolkien's probably just, you know, getting so seen by these people who constantly surf Craigslist,
dude,
right?
Just the amount of time that it took for you to read that, it's like my three of my calls would have been over.
Yeah, and Aspa told me that he had been, he'd searched and he found on some game show website. Is that what it was, Aspa? The game show website? And you had found that people are showing that I had multiple ads in different areas and were criticizing them or something like that. That's hilarious that I place these ads to do prank phone calls and then somewhere out there I'm trolling some people that I don't even know.
They're like, be on the lookout for Ryan Tolkien.
Yes, this guy's a fraud. We looked him up, and there's only like 50,000 of them in the United States. Could be any of them. Gil Maples might—I don't know—that might be a common name too. I don't know. I just typed in Gil Maples, and it worked. So, anyways, we're gonna call some people and try to do some unique stuff. You know,
so
with
what
to...
the fuck do we gotta? I gotta. If I gotta play a gun,
no, you just be you.
Oh, okay.
You just be you, just under... we'll kind of throw up a concept before we call of kind of what we're going to do. And then we just play along with it and make and weird them out. That's just what... It's similar to the D&D style, except for you don't got to know how to play D&D. Because the D&D prank was awesome if you liked and knew what D&D was.
I used to play the fuck out of
D&D. Oh, then you'd like my D&D. You'd actually really like the D&D prank.
Half orc thief.
Yeah, and you would actually probably like the D&D prank then, because it's very D&D, except for we were doing it with a bunch of people who didn't know, so they use spells to summon in the they tried to summon in Rambo, but then Lux said your spell worked, but there was a bonus that happened in your spell. Rambo came along with the entire cast of the Expendables, and he screwed this dude and right away this dude had got his legs busted, and just like they broke his legs, and then by the end of it he was getting raped by some orc who ended up turning into Matthew McConaughey. It was so weird.
We rolled the 100-sided die, and it came up 100. So you're getting all of the expendable.
Yeah.
I'll be right back, guys.
All right. I think some juggalos showed up, too, or some shit. It was so bizarre before the person said, yeah, okay. And they hung up. But it was like 12 minutes long, so there's some shit. So I was impressed. I was trying to add Lux, because I talked to him earlier, and it's his birthday, and he wanted on. So we'll try to get him on. Anyways, that's what we're going to try tonight. Okay, so nobody wanted to be on?
Hey.
All right, we got us. We'll make it work with us, right?
Yeah. I'm willing to try, man.
I don't know. I made you be a genie once, and that was a hilarious prank, right?
Dude, yeah. Yeah. I need a...
Just don't laugh at him and tell him this isn't a game show, you goddamn idiot.
I don't... Yeah, I'm not feeling like yelling. I'm out in the TV room still.
Okay.
Yeah. But that was so... That felt so fulfilling. Like, how did they let you adopt children? You believe in genies, you fucking idiot. You're so stupid.
Yeah, it was a very... It was a very strange call. And it was great, too, because you were playing, you know, just like this insultive genie, you know, who was saying things. And I was like... And I was playing such a straight-laced guy who was trying to interpret what you said.
Yeah, you would put a positive spin on what you said. That was really fun, dude.
I enjoyed that one. It's one that I revisit sometimes to listen to. All right, let's see. So, no, well, fuck it. Let's,
I like your picture, Dwight.
What's he got?
I called you Dwight. Thank you. I called you Dwight.
Pillar was like, I will never call you Dwight.
Ken, I like your picture.
Yeah.
It's cool. It really looks like a face, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember who dropped that in the IRC the other night. I was like, that is a keeper.
Yeah, that is. It looks like a big, strong, proud mob. Yo.
Yeah, he looks fucking pissed.
Yeah, it looks like an angry mob. That's what it really looks like. It looks like it has an eyes, and they're kind of slanted in, and it ain't fucking around.
It's got a heavy brow.
I'm telling you, like, if that mob could talk, he would sound like Dwight. You'd be like, wait, you got a fucking problem over there?
I don't know. I think he'd be a little more regal. He'd be like more lion-o sound.
Good day, sir.
Like, how dare you tread on this ground that I just cleaned?
All right.
You will pay for putting footsteps on the floor I just mopped.
Okay, so I'm gonna call this lady, and the first thing I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna act frantic towards her, like, "Oh, good, I'm glad you answered. We had somebody dropped out. We need you in right away." Ah. Okay, so I can just jump into it,
yeah,
and then so you guys don't talk, and then I'll say, "Okay, I'm patching into the conference right now," and then we'll just all be there, right?
Okay, and what are we gonna be?
You're basically the same people as her, right? The same type of people.
Oh, apply, okay.
And you're pit up against each other. Now, ideally, in a murder mystery, somebody's a ringer, right?
We're contestants.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
So you've got have you got a whole script written out and shit? Or
no, I did pull up a script page, but I think I'll just fucking freeball it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's no reason to get too detailed. I got 20 of these. If it's 20 fucking 5-minute calls, and that's what it is. All right, so wait till I pull you guys in.
Yes, sir.
Please.
I wouldn't say in that shittily. I was really saying, yes, sir, you're the fucking boss. Sure.
Hello?
Hello, is this Amber?
Yeah, it is.
This is Gil Maples. I was calling for the murder mystery that you had applied for. The game show, the phone game show.
Oh, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
Okay, well, I hope you're willing to play because we had a contestant who signed up and dropped out, so I'm looking for a very quick replacement to put into the game.
Okay. Are we playing right now, or what?
Yeah, I got my other contestants on the conference that I'm planning on adding you to. I got them on hold, so I'm just going to add you, and we'll just jump right into it, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Okay, just hold on. I'll go ahead and start the conference just a second. All right, everybody here?
Yeah.
Everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
We got Mr. Asp. I think I'm saying your last name right. Mr. McClanahan.
Hey, the rest of you bastards might as well just leave. This is my money.
We got Mr. Hillock.
How you doing there?
And I just connected to us Miss Amber.
Hi.
Okay. Are you guys
ready to show up? We can finally start.
Yes. I'm sorry about that. I had, like I said, I had somebody dropped out. So, as you guys all remember, the ad basically, we're going to go ahead and start here in just a minute, and then basically we're looking for who can solve the mystery first, and it's kind of round robin version. Winner of the night gets $2,500, and all this is brought to you by the Investigative Discovery Channel. So, the basic ground rules are simple. You're allowed to completely interact with each other. You're allowed to ask questions. You're allowed to make accusations. You're allowed to lie. You're allowed to tell the truth. And at any point...
I think the girl did it.
What?
give it just a second till we start. And,
okay.
And then I'm going to lay the scenario down, and then we will interact, and I will mediate. So... as soon as we figure out who did it, then we will go ahead and move that person on to the next round. Okay, so them are the basic rules, so let's just go ahead and get started.
I've once heard on a TV show, The Simpsons did it.
That's correct. Okay, all right. And that's the bell to begin. All right, it was a very cold night out. And there was a small group of individuals inside a bar. This bar is not a well-traveled establishment. It is is filled full of homespun people who also seem to all be a little bit suspicious of each other. The lights cut out. Everybody's stumbling around. There's noises. Everybody doesn't quite know what happened. And then, within minutes, the lights turn back on. And there is a mess. There is a hole in the wall. In the hole, you could see a mess dripping out of the hole.
How does nobody make a glory hole joke?
And now this is where it begins. This... this mess is on is all around, and now you guys must interact. Mr. Aspa, do you have any questions about what just happened?
No.
Okay.
I'm thinking it was probably the electric company.
I got a question. Okay. How the fuck did that hole get there?
The hole had been there for many, many years. It is a round hole with tape on the outsides to keep it from jagged and pointy.
So it isn't in fact a glory hole.
It could be, Mr. Hillock. There is only one way to find out.
I'm going to go ahead and go on the outside and stick my cock through it.
All right, Miss Amber, we need you to get on the other side of the hole and investigate.
I like when you giggle. I think Mr. Dwight might say, fuck yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not that type of guy.
Miss Amber. As you're investigating, what are you discovering?
I don't know. I mean, I think I need more information. Everyone's just in a bar.
Ask questions.
Like
yep. You
is
can
there, have... like, gold in, you know, behind it? Or is there some secret diamond or
no,
a weapon
it,
or something?
It is just a hole from one side of the wall to the other. Mr. Hillock is currently standing on the other side of the hole, and so he is in the hole.
My penis or cock is sticking through it. You might want to question me about the open sores.
Miss April, do you have... or Amber, Miss Amber, do you have any questions?
I'm lost or confused. I don't know what I'm supposed to say here.
So just stand by the hole and wait for it? Is that what I'm getting? Okay. Mr. McClanahan, how would you like to investigate further?
So this guy's got his penis sticking through the hole?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the move he made.
Over here, okay. There's a mop over here by the bar. I would stick the stringy end through the hole and... kind of polish his penis with the mop.
Okay, and that fits your profile. You get a bonus for sticking to character because that does fit your profile as a janitor in real life, was your fact. Mr. Aspa, do you have anything to ask or any kind of moves you'd like to make?
He can't talk much. I gagged him with the tape.
No, I think his mouth is full of something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Miss Amber, what are you witnessing?
I witness pretty much what's been said. I've seen, like, this guy stick his penis through a hole, and then this guy take a mop to it and clean it up, I guess.
Oh, my God. Why is this Amber lady over here, like, topless with her tits hanging out in the public place?
Miss Amber,
I think it's a distraction. I think she's trying to trick us.
This is a males only bar.
Yes. Normally, Miss Amber would get a tip, as in cash, but now she is going to be asked to put her shirt back on because nobody wants to see her fat titties and her belly, her big fat belly.
This is a bar known as the manhole.
All right. So like, one of us is the one that did this, right? Am I, like...
Yes.
Okay. How much does the Amber make in the tips, usually?
Amber, how much do you usually make in tips?
And what? For doing what?
Well, you tell us.
Pulling your tits out in bars.
I'm not... You guys said that. Let's say that. I don't know, it depends on the person. Just like somebody, say like somebody's chirping, right? It just depends on the person you're talking to and how much they want to give you. I mean, just because somebody has money doesn't mean they're going to throw, you know, at the most beautiful girl. Maybe they'll throw it at a more talented person. Maybe they'll throw it at the more, you know. It just depends on what the eye of the beholder is interested in and what the type of thing they're looking for.
Okay, let me ask this. The thing I'm looking for is, How many fingers can you put in your asshole?
Now that is a true mystery.
Myself, I could do 3.
That is a mystery.
Probably
I wish I didn't know.
I don't think so.
Nah, jeez.
How is this supposed to be a murder mystery? Why is it turning all into dirty porn?
I don't think she can do it. I think the person that committed the murder would have to put at least
there is a murder.
More than
there are dead babies dripping down the wall. I said that in the beginning.
Where did
these dead babies come from?
I think it was Amber with the abortion.
I figured it out.
I'm a woman, so it was me. That's messed up. What if you guys stole the babies and killed them and put it on me?
No, the dead babies are semen.
Maybe you went to a place where they have all these babies. You stole them from the hospital and you came in.
That's what the murderer would do. They tried to deflect. They're trying to deflect it onto me.
Okay. That makes sense.
Why does it gotta be the guy with the mop?
It
should never be a janitor. The janitor is like always the most honest guy in the world.
Yeah, right. You can't trust anybody. He ain't honest.
You can trust the guy that cleans up shit on a nightly basis.
He knows all your dirty secrets, sweetheart. He knows what you leave in a crapper.
He also maintains the cameras in the bathroom.
And all the dead babies that you leave in the toilet.
Okay, so we've now determined that the murderer is Amber. And she is the one who left the aborted babies all over the wall. She should have swallowed. We are clear on that. But the question is, why? The winner who gets that moves on.
Because she was ashamed that she was a race traitor.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He stole my shit. I was going to say, she had an interracial fucking relationship. This is bullshit. He beat me to it.
All right. Aspa, do you have any theory on why?
He's still
in the glory hole. I got it.
Yeah.
He's not done yet. Aspa, you just go ahead and show her how you don't kill babies all over the world.
I got another theory.
Yes.
She did this because the babies discovered a surprise in her pants. She's a chick with a dick.
I like that. That could be
another. I don't want to play anymore.
That explains
Amber. Amber, is it true that you're a chick with a dick? Are you one of those really, really
maybe
extremely
you're a guy
sexy?
With a fucking, her maybe you're transvestite or homer.
Well, that's a good one, Amber.
You two have pussies and a penis. How about that? I don't have
the word is hermaphrodite.
Wow.
The word is hermaphrodite. But is it true? That's what we need to know. Are you in fact?
No.
I believe I'll take another shot that her father had fathered the children.
That is why she's mongoloid. Yes.
Yeah.
That is
maybe
exactly
you guys' right. wife fucking had these babies and you killed them and then you killed the babies.
God, you're so funny. All right, Amber loses. Amber loses, guys, because she should have mothered the children of her father that he left in her.
I don't believe she meant to do the murder. I think maybe like her pussy's just so loose, she was just walking around, didn't know she was pregnant, and the baby just fucking fell out.
Could be, because everybody knows her pussy is very loose. All right, thanks for playing, Amber. Unfortunately, you didn't win. You could try again next week, though. Your name is still in the runnings. All right, whatever. She was just having fun. So that was weird. I didn't know how I was going to go, and I didn't, you know. Is Lux around yet? Because he said he wants to run one of these.
Zach Morris in IRC says Amber sounds like a racist.
Yeah, well that's one that we're gonna play too. Alright, so we did my idea of who forgot to clean the glory hole. I only got a couple of these ideas. I was so goddamn busy at work today this week, guys, so sorry if I lack ideas. Okay. So Another idea I have is to make it not like a normal murder mystery, not that last one was, but you know, the normal, like you're in a mansion, and this will be like the murder mystery of who shot 17-year-old Damaris while he was selling crack at 2 in the morning.
I did it. I just solved the mystery. I win.
All right, so you guys get where we're playing with this one, right? And if anybody says, or why don't Asqua? I got an idea since you're not speaking too much. Why don't you try to solve it early on, and then I'll murder you because nobody can snitch in the hood, motherfucker.
All right.
I hate to blow some of my joke lines, but I got to set it up.
Sorry if I took that too grimy, but you
oh no, that was good.
A glory.
Yeah, no, dude, you could tell I wasn't planning on that one. I didn't plan on it lasting that long. She just had all right times.
I figured she was going to hang up as soon as, like, Matt said, hey, why don't you come over and investigate that hole after I put my dick through it.
Yeah, I know. Once I broke it down, he was like, who's going to make a glory hole joke? And then a minute later, I actually did say it was pretty much a glory hole, and you're like, ha, 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 I'm going to go put my dick in the hole.
I thought it was funny when she first got on and Matt was giving her shit for being late.
Yes. Hey, what's the Mixler this on? If you could put it in the chat, please, I'll post it.
The Mixler?
Yeah.
The Mixler Prank Call Nation?
Yeah, 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 but I mean, just...
A link?
Yeah, yeah.
Alright, hold on. I can get it up real quick.
Thanks, Obama. Thank you.
You got it already? Ah, bastard. Dwight, you beat me to it. But I'm still putting it up, too.
Wow.
Why is it different?
Yours is smaller for some reason.
Oh, I don't have the WWW in
there. You didn't put the W's
in. It still works, though.
Yeah, like, it's what? Weird with some, like, some things won't. You gotta add the WWW or it's nothing.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Buster. Before we move to the next one, I just want to promote why everybody's listening. The Prank Call Nation Patreon, it grew a decent chunk this week. So appreciate everybody who contributed. If you are interested in contributing, even just $1 a month, it helps us out a lot. And ultimately, you know, the money's going to be very visible of what we do with it. Nobody's pocketing it. We're going to pay some bills with it, but if we can get enough of it, we're going to start banking it aside for, you know, some kind of gathering. The higher amount of money that we're able to get up, the cooler the gathering. I mean, we really would like to make it more like a convention, but if it just ends up being a gathering, that's what it ends up being. But, you know.
Yeah, but he owes me $25,000 because I just solved the mystery. So after that, he's going to bank
$2,500.
I want 25 grand.
Touchstone asked a good question. When is he going to get his stickers? I have not ordered them yet. I have them designed. I won't lie to you, it'll probably be like the second month. Because with everything that, you know, all the little stuff, I still haven't gotten... RBCP was making me some buttons, you know, for the buttons that I got to send out and stuff like that. I haven't gotten that stuff, so it'll probably be like the second month, just to let you guys know. I'll send stuff out. I'll start sending stuff out. So that's a good question. It probably won't send out the first month.
He's really going to send it out, too. Or if not, he'll at least make a cool YouTube video. acting like he's stealing it.
There's one guy from... He actually did do $30 a month because he wanted my cat shooting pistol. And he asked if I still had it, and I said yes. And he is, normally if it's from the United States, hell, fuck, man, I could have a 6-year-old delivered to his house and nobody's going to do anything, right? Because it's the United States. But we have the goddamn right to have guns. But he's from Australia. So I am going to have to, I did make him aware that I'm going to have to make sure that me or him is not going to get in trouble. Even though it's a blank shooter, you cannot actually shoot a real bull out of it. It's court. You know,
but still just that, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I have to look into it.
Yeah.
I told him.
I would say don't talk about it anymore.
Well, no, because it'd be like sending a toy gun. Right, I just have to make sure, is there a rule to it that you can't do that too? It's not like I'd be mailing a real gun. It's not at all a real gun.
Put a return address. Send it off. Hope for the best.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it anymore.
Well, that was just, I don't know. It's not like I'm going to be an international arms dealer. I'm not doing that.
You could be.
That's what I did to
Isn't mentioned. There a way to convert it to not shoot other than blanks?
Oh, the same way you can take a piece of wood and drill a hole and then smack the end of a bullet. You know what I mean? I mean, it's set up to shoot blanks and that's it. That's it. Like, literally, you can't stick a real .22 bullet in
okay.
it.
Okay, let's not
And you can't fire And you can't fire it out of it.
I'm trying to Patreon and, like, donate a penny, but it's giving me issues.
Yeah, because you're cheap. No.
I'm going to give you a penny a month and I want a t-shirt.
That's not going to happen. All
right. Come on.
I tell you, the premiums are the way to go.
Yeah, no, the t-shirts are very nice. I talked to Hillock about the t-shirts, and I'm going with the nicer ones.
Yeah.
They're very nice t-shirts. All right. We could go the cheaper way, and I'd get them for about half the price, you know? Hell, there's people locally that I could buy the t-shirts from.
Yeah, you know, I know.
But you might as well get the good ones.
Something that lasts some years, not six months. Yeah, because I've recently taken old shirts I got from Brad that were like lower quality and like the ink's falling apart, and I was like, fuck, I wish he would have went with the better.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean because I have some shirts like that too. You might as well just pay a little extra, and then, I mean, really, when it comes down to it, you're selling somebody a shirt because they like the shirt, but they're going to be a walking billboard for you too, right? Yeah. So you might as well let them be able to wear it for years.
Yeah, but then you should do two-sided and do the Mixler on the back if you really want them to be a walking billboard.
That's true. And they should be charging me for putting
putting
my logos on them. But nobody does that. All right. Call in the next one. Hopefully it works. We're going to do that same setup at the beginning.
I still don't get the whole thing. You're just, I think it's just going to go to shit again.
Probably.
I don't understand. So one of us is supposed to be, like, in on it with you, that we're the murderer?
I think we're just supposed to weird him out.
Okay, well.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm looking for Francisco.
Yes.
Hi, Francisco. This is Gil Maples. You responded to my Craigslist ad. We were doing the murder mysteries.
Oh, yes. What's up?
Okay. Well, I'm glad you answered. I hope you have time tonight because one of our contestants, we had everybody all set up, one of our contestants just dropped right out. So I'm trying to get a filler really quick. Tonight's going to work good for you if we jump right into it?
Oh, you mean to, like, right now on the phone? Oh, no, I was on my way out.
Oh, well, that's no good.
Oh, well, you shouldn't call me at the last minute when you're desperate. Have a nice day.
Fuck off.
Oh, wait a minute. Call that motherfucker back. I gotta set, like, I gotta set him straight.
Yeah.
He needs to be set straight. Don't call me at the last minute.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I don't ever want to step on your toes and start screaming at people on your show either. Like,
this guy, you have my permission.
Okay.
Let's just start the game.
Yeah, what's the problem there, Dick? What's the problem, Dick Clips?
Yeah, oh, young up. Let's call him back. Let's just start the game. I think Gil did it. Or not Gil, I think, what's his name? Francisco? Whose name that anyways?
Yeah.
He's guilty, like, but you're guilty by race.
Whoa.
Fuck. Fucking GI's wilding out tonight.
All right, we'll move on to the next one.
Come on there, you fucking dick-lip motherfucker.
Maybe let it ring a couple more times, just long enough for me to save it. Oh,
all right. Carlito's imitating him in the fucking chat. You should not have called me last minute.
I should have just been mean and said, "Oh, you gotta go work the fields, huh? It's that time of year."
Oh, I always ask him like what freeway off ramp they're working.
I just saved his number. Hello, Carlito.
All right. So this next person, his name's Connor. And for something interesting about him, he makes chainmail jewelry as a hobby.
The fuck?
Who does that? And if they do it,
dude,
who admits to it?
You know who does that? Ben's fucking wife does that.
Chainmail jewelry?
Yeah.
Well, maybe
she was looking into making fucking cock pieces, like not cock pieces, but like men underpiece, yeah, underpant thing. She's like, look, this sells for over $100, and I could make it in like a couple hours. Yeah, I don't know. It's strange, but apparently.
Well, I'm glad we have that news because we're going to go ahead and make fun of him for that, all right? Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
we have to, right?
He's a man that makes jewelry.
Yep. We can. I'll get him to get in here, and then we'll just sit and make fun of him. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, give me a second.
Yeah. You should say you upped it to $25,000.
That's good. Discovery Channel don't have that kind of money. Oh, come on, Connor.
I'm like hypnotized by that mop. It just keeps staring.
Or you've reached the cell phone of Connor Hayes. I'm not here to.
Hey, Connor. Can you make me like some anal bead fucking jewelry?
Hold on, I'm calling back.
Fuck
you. Yeah. Chainmail anal beads? No, they didn't. Well. I don't know. It'd be hard to make a spear out of chainmail, wouldn't it?
I pierced my balls.
General.
Hello, you've reached the cell phone of Connor Hayes.
What does he say right here?
I'm not here to answer right now, so please leave a message.
Okay, I'm not here.
I'm not here to answer right now.
What can I say? Hello, I am a totally different person. I would like to inquire about some jewelry.
That's a great voice.
Yeah, that's my interpretation of Homer Mr. Burns at the post office.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, I am Mr. Burns. I believe you have some letters for me.
Yeah.
Sure thing, Mr. Burns. What's your first name? I don't know.
All right, let's try this next one. This one we won't just make fun of. I'll try to pull him into the gangster. The
gangster. I used to be able to do Ralph's voice really good.
My berries taste like burning.
You choose me.
Yeah.
I sleep.
Hello, Joshua?
Yes?
Hello?
Hello?
Are there? Okay, Joshua, how's it going? It is Gil Maples. You responded to our Craigslist ad. We were looking for people who wanted to do a murder mystery over the phone.
Okay, yes.
For the Investigative Discovery Channel.
Yes.
We had one person drop out at the last minute. We're looking for a quick replacement. Are you available?
At this moment, yes, I am.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, these rounds typically don't take too long. So I'm just going to go ahead. I got the other contestants already on hold in conference, so I'm just going to go ahead and connect, and then we'll just go ahead and get started, okay?
Okay.
All right. 1 second. Okay, you're on conference with everybody. We have Mr. Aspa.
Hello.
We have Mr. McClanahan. We have Mr. Hillock.
Yeah.
Hello.
And now we have, I've been trying to get people. We have Mr. Joshua.
Hello.
Okay. I mean, just to give you the basics of the rule, you're allowed to ask, you know how a murder mystery works. Mainly what you guys have to do here is just try to solve the mystery. You're allowed to ask questions. You're allowed to interact. You're allowed to make statements. You're allowed to lie. You're allowed to tell the truth. You're allowed to do whatever you need. And I will kind of guide the path along the way. So, always be listening to my direction, but feel free to interact with each other as well, okay? You guys basically know how the murder mystery works. We find somebody dead, and then we just kind of start from there, okay? Okay, so I'll go ahead and get started. That's the basic.
Aye, Cap'n.
All right, and I'll go ahead and get started. So, you guys can go ahead and play yourself. Feel free to play into a character. I'm going to go ahead and, prepare
this
character.
Yeah.
1 second. All right. It's 4 a.m. There was this homeless man. He was walking down the street and he found this dead body. And it turned out to be Demarius. Demarius is dead on the corner. There is some drug paraphernalia on the ground. Demarius is a well-known dealer of the narcotics. The four of you walk upon the scene. And go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead and guess the murderer, the police.
That is incorrect. Is there any questions or any other kind of guesses?
Are the drugs missing? Fuck yeah.
No, the drugs seem to be intact. They seem to be on the ground.
Is this anus bleeding?
It doesn't appear to be. But his pants are only halfway down his ass. Mr. Aspa.
Who is the homeless person?
Ah, excellent question. They call him Pork Chop, and he has been a crack addict for the last 17 years.
All right, he's the killer.
Okay, out of nowhere, gunshots emerge, and Mr. Aspa is shot dead. Oh, that is a lesson.
I wish somebody could turn their TV the fuck down.
Yeah, whose TV's up? There we go. And Mr. Aspa is dead because there is no snitching in the hood. Stop snitching. All right. Moving forward.
Snitches get stitches, yeah.
Mr. Joshua, do you have any questions or observations?
Is it the guy who he got the drugs from?
You would have to be more specific than that, as in you have to figure out who that man is first. So the answer is could be. Mr. McClanahan, you have some observations.
Yeah. Well, was the Demarius, that guy, black?
Of course. His name is Demarius. He's in the hood, and he was selling crack.
Did he have Skittles?
Not to my knowledge.
What about a nice tea?
That would have been, you could have closed it right there with Zimmerman.
Yeah. Zimmerman did it.
How did he die?
It appears there's lots of blood on the ground, so there appears to be multiple gunshots, but it is not absolutely clear. It could be a knife attack.
Can I go ahead and inspect some of those wounds?
Absolutely.
Sticking my cock in them?
That is very twisted, but I am not one to judge. Feel free, Mr. Hillock.
Hey, Mr. Hillock.
I don't feel any bullets in there.
Check if his penis is still there.
It is. It's delicious.
I think Joshua jerked him off to death.
Now that is truly a disturbing accusation, but it is not necessarily false. We have to let Mr. Joshua address this.
Very serious friction marks on the penis.
Mr. Joshua, what is your response?
Does it appear that anybody was with him at the time of death?
Based on the multiple friction marks on his penis, I would say either right before his death or actually at his death, correct?
I think the murderer would be there when he died. I think the fucking murderer would have been there when he died, so yes, you motherfucker. This guy's an idiot. Fucking wasted his question. Hey, was there footprints in the blood?
There were footprints in the blood.
What type of shoes were they?
They were not shoes. They were bare feet.
Are there any naked men near the scene?
There is a man who seems to be on possible meth that is half naked over about, it's about 30 yards away in the alley.
What is he doing while I'm fucking the bullet holes?
He is staring at you over the fence, and you can see his shoulders moving vigorously.
I got a question. Why is Joshua, like, fingering his asshole? I don't know why he's doing that. We're in front of a dead body. It's disturbing.
All right, Mr. Joshua, you've been accused of fingering your asshole while we're standing here trying to solve a murder. How do you defend yourself?
I think he turns up the TV.
Yeah, he didn't like that very much.
What the fuck are we doing? These aren't prank phone calls.
No, it's just us insulting him to see how much he can fucking take.
I hope I'm not derailing your show.
No, this is great. I just thought, what the fuck are we doing? Because most of the time, prank phone calls are these, like, weird, you know, this is just us calling people up under false pretense and being really fucking bizarre.
I can't believe
I'm gonna fuck the bullet holes because I'm gonna fuck the holes. I don't feel any bullets in there. We need, you know who we need? We really do need Lux, because Lux can keep the story going. I have trouble doing this story.
You know what would be really funny is, like, call up one of these people, preferably like a female, and have Hillock like be like, you know, I work for the company, but I pulled your phone number up. I just want to see if you want to go on a date. Just be real creepy. You pulled up and.
And I think I'm making things creepy just being here.
That's okay.
See, I think that'd be funny. Be like, I pulled up the contestant records and just decided to call you.
Dude, don't feel bad at all. Like, I like your style. I know what I get when I ask to invite you on my show. It's not like you're throwing me a curveball. All right, should we get another female in here?
Making friends and calling people up and bothering them. It's not even funny, it's just petty crime from a cripple getting drunk off the government's dime.
Fucking the other day, JagTV sat here feeding us ex-girlfriends' numbers and shit, so we kept calling them up.
That's funny.
Fucking with them. I called up one bitch.
Hey, let's hit the chat room up and ask them, do you have ideas for any kind of murder mystery, something that
murder and mystery? It's such an elaborate ruse, but you've got all these, like, numbers. Yeah. It's really good.
They all think they're about to be on some fucking TV sponsored game show, and it's probably already weird to them.
How the fuck? The whole thing's so weird. Like, they're already idiots if they read that and thought, ooh, you know what? I would. What the fuck? If you were. A, who would read a Craigslist ad like that? And two, you'd call in and give them your phone number to be on a murder mystery phone show.
My buddy Van told me, he goes, man, after your show's been doing this for like. Fuck, pushing a year and a half now, right? He says, I don't trust anything on Craigslist. Like, it's all just fucking bullshit and lies.
You shouldn't. It's all suspect. It's just, I guess if you want to get hot shit, I never stole anything, or sold anything stolen. I did it on eBay, not Craigslist.
Hey, Hillock, do you still have your voice thing?
No, dude. Oh, dang it. I'm on these little... $10 things.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's cool. No, that's cool. I just thought if you had it, it's something we could do.
They were fun, man.
Do the JonBenet, man. Okay, alright. XYZ, I like that. He put in JonBenet Ramsey murder involving RPC and Richard Cardo. Let's do it. Let's throw somebody into that weirdness. Alright.
That's such a bizarre story.
Oh, dude, way bizarre. Unbelievable. Dude, I was sitting there watching his videos that he put out. He put out, like, a series of videos showing why the PLA was involved.
Yeah.
And I was watching them. First of all, they're hard to watch because you just want to yell at him, but he's not listening because it's a video. Yeah. And the Ebola murders. The chat room has good ideas. Guys, keep these ideas rolling. I'm going to ask for more in a minute, but we're going to do the RBCP one. Anyways,
Did you see the video Brad made saying, like, do the cardo with, like, a gif made of him, like, doing his arm up and down? And it was like, do the cardo. It was great.
I did see that, but dude, it was so weird because you guys would talk about cardo, and I didn't really know who he was. I didn't know the whole story, but then when I actually got the whole story, I was like, holy shit, dude. This guy's actually, like, picking apart... like nonsense
actively pursuing. Yeah. He's looking at like fan art and shit.
Yeah, and dude. Yeah, he was more into the PLA than people who are in the PLA. Yeah. And he's trying to connect them to a murder that fuck who knows what happened. Some dude snuck into their house and murdered a kid. I don't know, you know. But I'm sure it wasn't Brad.
Well, did you see Brad did that, like, answer video of, like, where he was at the time? And, like,
no.
Would have had to have drive this far with my wife and children in the car and then drop them off. And, yeah, it's good. Yeah,
that's funny. I do remember a conversation about that I had with somebody, I'll put it that way, ended up getting all this information and then feeding it to the dude's work and his family. Yeah. Or something like that. Like, look at your fucking weirdo. Because, well, after a while, you know, it really is that dude harassing the fuck out of RCP. Right? So,
yeah.
Guess what, buddy? You're getting harassed back. You know, so your work is getting informed that you're a fucking Brad, amateur crazy sleuth.
Brad bites back. Yeah. Well, he made a fake Facebook him and was like talking to all like his old high school friends and shit. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, Brad bites back. That's the phone winners.
That is brilliant. Just to anybody out there, just so you know, because I talked about making copying people's Facebooks and making fake Facebooks to fuck, you know, people. Yeah. That to fuck with them. Be careful, because that is now against the law, and it will be considered identity theft.
Oh.
It is now. It wasn't always, nice. But it is now. So just a warning out there to, like, cloning somebody else's Facebook.
This was years ago.
Yeah, it is now, and there's been people charged with it. It's like, that's stupid. I can be whoever I want on Facebook, fuck you, but apparently the law sees it different. So anyways, let's do a call.
Yeah, I'm going to grab a brew.
It's what, like, I was Michelle for about a week.
That's great.
Then she spent the next 6 months telling people that she's the real Michelle.
I'm the real Michelle.
Well, she did. She was like, I drive a blue car. I'm the real Michelle. And, like, the fucking Twitter wasn't even up anymore. She's still fucking explaining that she's the real one.
That's fucked up. All right. So we're going to do a real mystery on a very unfortunate case, but we're going to do it with a spin that is PLA-based, okay? We're not making fun of the fact that JonBenet was murdered. We're making fun of the fact that Cardone blamed it on RBCP. Okay. So I'm going to call
Cardo. Cardo's a candle cooing cunt.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
That should be trademarked and owned by her. All right,
we should trademark it and then charge Michelle every time she tweets it.
Hello?
Is this Maggie?
Yeah.
Hi, Maggie. This is Maple Gills. You responded to my Craigslist ad that we were looking for people to play the murder mystery game for the Investigative Discovery Channel.
Hi. Yeah, I'm very, very interested, but you know what? I'm working right now.
Okay.
Can I give you a call back in about an hour? Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. We'll be doing another round in like an hour, so I'll call you back when we open up another round.
So okay, that's
you're
perfect.
Off in an hour, you said?
I'm actually going to be not be off for like about 11:30.
Okay. That's
okay.
Not,
so
that's
if you
not
can, if is that okay?
Yeah. Well, you said in about an hour then, right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. All right, I didn't want to blow it because we can come back to her. She was very interested. All right. So that one I will just leave how it was. All right. Oh, this one's interesting. So I'll read what she actually put. For some reason, I thought this one was interesting enough. I don't remember why, but if I posted the whole goddamn thing, it was for a reason. Here we go. Her name is Dana. And it says, I'm interested in playing the game. I'm very into investigating, and I'm good at catching cheating boyfriends, getting through email phone locks, social media finding out horrible details, and the whole doing so, I actually get a rush out of it, though the end findings are hurtful. Frown face. That's what she wrote, and I read it the way that she wrote it. So this lady has baggage, I think it's safe to say. Alright, is everybody still here?
Yes.
Okay. Dwight, are you still there, or are you getting a beer or something?
Oh no, I'm sitting here enjoying a masturbation.
Getting one out before the show, or during the show. Mr. Hillock, did you make it back? Okay, he's not back yet, so what am I supposed to do? I need Mr. Hillock. So anyways, that's a really interesting. Let's see. How do we want to play her? I think we're going to come back to her. We're going to go to Shannon. And she's been a foot model for 6 months. So that's interesting. I don't know what that means. Like, she steps on grapes while guys jerk off. Is that what a foot model does?
I don't know.
Yeah, Peggy Hill did that for a while.
Yeah, that's where I think, you know, the concept comes from. So we're going to call her. Hillock, you just be obsessed with her feet, okay?
Tell me about them little pigs, baby.
Yeah. Perfect. Give me a creeper.
You're the boss. I got a HTC phone.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
All right, we're going to call her back. Hopefully she answers. But yeah, I like that. You creep on her. Why we try to play the game?
Okay.
It's already going to happen.
I'm loving this phone. We're just laughing at the idea of what might happen.
She's not going to answer.
Your call has been...
I know.
All right. That's okay. We'll pull up. We'll
you
pull
got up. Chuckles out of just thinking about what was going to happen.
I know. All right. This is Demara? D-E-M-A-R-A. Demara, right? And Demara? Maybe that. And then it says, one of her quotes was, I am Sherlock Holmes. So,
oh wow! So there's somebody into it.
Yeah, apparently. Or they call just
me anything. Just don't call me late to dinner. What's with Sky Eye Pork Chop Sandwich shake at the fucking... Did that really go out over there?
It did, yeah.
I have one, or I don't even know if I still have it, of it said, like, 30% chance of rape today.
You have reached the Spring Voice...
Really?
Yeah. It was
a news
Chicago,
article?
Chicago News, like, you know, and the little shit they write under. Is it like, I think it was like 30 or 80% chance of rape today.
Dude, I didn't really realize what you're... I seen the pork chop sandwich part, but it says pork chop sandwich. on the shit... Or no, oh shit, get the fuck
out
of there.
No.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
What the
yeah.
fuck? What kind of news? This is dude, it's a shot of a news...
It's a house on fire.
It's a house on fire. It says pork chop sandwich. Oh shit, get the fuck out of there. It's the underline.
It's being taken by a helicopter, so that was like a live feed. Yeah.
Somebody was on their last day, weren't they? Had to be.
That or it was some sort of a template, probably.
Or an intern.
Oh, what could that... No, that no. had... I think yeah, that's right. With that's somebody that just gave a fuck, and that was some
somebody said joke. Being like, on the news is stupid.
Yeah, like it was an inside joke between him and a friend about pork chop sandwiches, or and then like a house on fire, and like, oh shit, get the fuck out of there.
Dude, that's brilliant. That's a if you work in the news, there's only one way to get out, and it's to do something like that, right? That's a. You ever see the movie Network? 1977.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take it anymore.
Yeah, that one. You ever see? You know, before what got that dude famous? He was all depressed and pissed off, and he goes, "Tune in tomorrow night, where I will shoot myself in the head or something yeah. like that." And everyone's like, "What the fuck?"
It's such a good movie, and then he gets popular with yeah. screaming,
yeah.
and they make him like the mad prophet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they kind of hippie him out. It's such a good movie.
Yeah, for its time, it's a really, really good movie. Like, they didn't make good movies back yeah. then. There was that well, Dawn of
no,
the Dead.
They did. They did some good movies.
That year, 1978, excellent. Only two good movies came out. That and Dawn of the Dead. That's it. Okay. No, I don't know. Maybe
you know, Wag the Dog's also good about showing bullshit news.
I don't know what that one is. All right, I'm calling the next one. All right, this is Rose. She's a redhead vegetarian. Creep on her. We'll go with that same idea. She'll have to answer. She has to.
I can't believe it.
Hello? Is this Rose?
Speaking.
Hi, Rose. This is Gil Maples. You responded to my Craigslist ad for the murder mystery by the Investigative Discovery Channel.
I did. I think so. Yeah. What's up?
Do you remember? Do you need me to remind you of the ad?
Yeah. Could you remind me a little bit?
Yeah. Basically, the Investigative Discovery Channel was hosting a game show that happens over the phone, and the winner gets $2,500 if they can solve the murder mystery. You know, like the old murder mystery. You know, kind of clue based. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like the game Clue, but live action.
Okay.
We had one of our contestants that we set up drop out, so I'm looking for a replacement contestant quickly. Somebody that, because I have my other contestants on hold in a conference, and I need one more person to jump in. Are you capable of jumping in? Typically it only takes like 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay, yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Give me just a second, and I will go ahead and connect the conference, and then what I'll do is introduce everybody and just kind of go over the basics of the rules, then we'll begin.
Okay,
we are connected. We have Mr. Aspa, we have Dwight, we have Matt, and we now have Rose. Welcome, Rose. These guys are...
Hello.
A lady.
Yep.
Hi, honey.
Yep. So, the basics of the game is pretty simple. I go over a scenario. I'll kind of lead the way when need be, but I expect you guys to ask questions, talk to each other, interact. You can tell lies. You can be honest. You can develop a character. You know, if you want to play a character, go ahead, however you want to do it, and then we'll just, you know, the first person to solve the mystery, and the clues will be subtly dropped in, but the first person to solve the mystery of who did it and why, they win. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions by any way?
Sounds great, boss.
All right, perfect. Okay. All right, 1 second. So, all right, so.
Hey there, Rose. What were you doing this evening?
All right, so we're gonna go ahead. all right, the year is 1996. The four of you were pulled together and gathered into the basement to figure out who killed the 6-year-old JonBenet Ramsey. The body was found in the basement. The parents seemed to not know that anybody had come in or left, and they were suspect, but there doesn't seem to be anything putting them to it. So we're going to go ahead and interact. Possibly the murder could be one of you, or the clues will lead to who it was. So Rose, do you have any questions about the scene or the people at the scene?
Was it a violent crime?
Yes. A little girl was... they didn't tickle her to death. It's a murder.
I like
keep up. All right, anyways, Mr. McClanahan, Dwight, yeah. Your questions about the scenes.
Was there semen?
Yes, there was. Richard Cardone's semen was sprayed all over the walls in unbelievable quantities, like buckets, like literally. There is at least 95 liters of his semen on the scene.
I got a question. Was there a phone around the scene?
Absolutely. There was a phone. There were several phones, and it seems that the killer had an obsession with phones, and he left many phones there. Mr. Aspa.
Did anyone call on the phone?
No. Nobody called on the phone, but there were indications that some of the buttons on the phone had been pushed. Miss Rose.
Are there any usable fingerprints at the crime scene?
There is an obvious finger trail, but they were not able to get the prints. The initials RB, like R, then a B, then a C, then a P, and then did it.
Look at this genius girl asked if there's fingerprints. Was there DNA? Can we just ask the police who did it? We're trying to solve it just by using our wits, sweetheart. All right?
Okay, Mr. Hillock, do you have any questions, observations?
Would you say that the person that committed this crime was a loser?
Possibly, but it may or may not be related to the phones. Miss Rose.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions about the scene or any questions of us, the people at the scene? The names are Aspa, Dwight, and Matt. And then myself, Gil.
Shit.
We got a real rocket scientist here.
Right. I actually have to drop out because I gotta go somewhere, but sorry, you guys.
Where are you going?
Can I ask you, what are you going to get a good dick in there, sweetheart?
Oh.
Okay. Later.
I got 9 inches of uncut meat for you.
She dropped out. She said, okay. Fuck. Come on, people.
Are there usable fingerprints?
Your insults may have drove her away, but that's okay.
Fucking Josh.
I did too, though. My insult off the beginning, she said, was it a violent crime? There's a little girl who's murdered. She wasn't tickled to death. Try to keep up.
Fucking Josh says, was he part robot? Are there four local cans around?
Alright, let's go to the room for a different one. You guys threw up some other ideas. I didn't get to write them. I didn't write any of them.
Arby wants you to call her back and threaten to sue her for ruining live TV.
Okay.
She's going to have to compensate for the recording cost.
I say okay, like I'm the one running this.
I'm calling her back.
I'm like, the boss said to do it. Hold on.
What's her name? Rose? Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Rose, answer. If we get her voicemail, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Yeah. Same words.
6193.
Yeah, push buttons, that works.
Message erased. You have pressed an incorrect key.
I just like to press a button.
Message erased.
It makes
sense. At the tone, please re-record your message. At the end of your message, press 1.
Rhodes, this is Gil.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and give me your... If you have a lawyer you need me to contact, or I can send this subpoena directly to you. I'm going to pull you into court because not only did you ruin live television, but Mr. Hillock feels very insulted by your fact that you were really stupid. And,
oh, fuck yeah.
And Dwight...
I did like her stupidness.
And Dwight, he feels very sexually harassed by the fact that you are no doubt a dick tease.
She gave me an erection and wouldn't even finish it off. Fuck yeah.
So, you get a lawyer. Get a lawyer. Okay, Rose?
Wait a minute. I mean, fuck no. That's not good.
Beep, boop, boop, boop. We'll see in small claims court.
Okay, I
you can do it yourself, sweetheart.
Alright.
I'll see you in the people's court, bitch.
Alright, so here's Benny. He's an Asian. All I can hope is that this has not happened. You guys remember Crazy Benny, right? Let's hope to God this is Crazy Benny. I don't remember him being Asian, but maybe he was. I don't know. He was fucking
crazy,
nuts.
Crazy Benny.
You guys remember Crazy Benny? Crazy Benny was when we were doing something. Crazy Benny, I got him and a gay guy to sit and yell at each other. And Carlito remembers it because it was when Carlito actually messaged me. I hadn't talked to him much before that. He actually messaged me and told me that was hilarious. He was in tears because I talked to Benny. Benny was crazy. He hated Lux because Lux was using an Australian accent. And he hated Lux for using an Australian accent.
So you can't narrow it down with he hated Lux, because there's been many calls we've done where people just fucking hate Lux.
No, but it was because his Australian accent. He literally said, it's because I don't trust no Australian motherfuckers. And he was crazy, dude, right? And so then we found this gay guy, and then we said, we're going to have you talk to this guy. And I don't remember the premise of the calls, like the background of him. But in the middle of it, there was like 4 minutes straight of them just at full bore screaming at each other. And I was in the middle going, this is a prank call. You guys are stupid. Nobody's listening to anybody because they're just yelling. So it was like a gay guy yelling at a crazy guy.
Yeah.
Crazy Benny. That one was a good one under the sense of those 4 minutes are so fucking worth it. Oh, there's Dashy. Yeah. What's Dashy got to say? Idea. Phone court.
Shout out to where
two people dispute. Oh, I like that. I like phone court, Dashy. Thanks, Dashy.
Well, what would you have to be? The people, the person be the judge?
Yes, I'll be the judge. Well, I think I had this idea before, actually, and I'd never done anything with it, which is what we would do is have them dispute it, and then we would be like a three panel of judges, or we would have two of you guys be lawyers, right, in the middle of it. So,
man, you're so elaborate.
No, it's complete fucking retardation. Don't mix up retardation with elaborate.
it's elaborate.
But yes, I know what you mean. I do try to put a little more than calling someone up.
I like it. Yeah, you put a lot.
When it comes down to it, though, it's equal to just calling somebody up and swearing at them sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, whatever, it's all for the lulz, you know?
Well, yeah, and everybody gets their own style. The only thing I'm proud of in the last, you know, pushing a year and a half now, I guess it's been close to that, pushing a year and a half. The only thing I'm extremely proud of is the fact that I haven't really ran out of the ability to make up new ideas.
Yeah, no, that is
and
good.
I just pull them all around me.
You haven't been burned out yet. Ooh, Brad just posted on Facebook the Do the Cardo video. Everybody on Brad's video. Go.
I'll check it out in a little
or
bit.
Brad's Facebook. Yeah.
All right, we're going to... Oh, we need an idea. Does somebody
you
have an idea?
You should invite Brad.
If he wants in, I'm definitely... I messaged him earlier and asked him if he wanted on.
You just call him and then he joins in whenever he feels fit.
Yeah.
He's the fucking boss, yo.
He's the fucking you know? Boss, yo. I wish Lux would have came around. I mean, it's his birthday. He's 17 or something, so I don't blame him. When I was 17, I'd have been out smoking pot. Just so I could get high enough to go home and masturbate.
That kid ain't going out anywhere. Are you kidding?
But anyways, I wish he was around, just because he's really good at that. Yeah, happy birthday, Lux. He's done a lot for my show. All right.
Whatever happened to that chick Heather you had on from time to time?
You know, I tried to get her on. Because I tried to get her on a couple of times, and then she never would come on, but she was really cool. Yeah, it was HB. Yeah, that's what she goes by now. And she's on right now, like, on there. But yeah, she was really cool. I tried to get her on. That's happened with a couple of girls. Like, just girls that, remember the girl who figured out that I was just faking everybody else with the Carl's Jr. giveaway thing? I wonder if she still comes around. Because she seemed to like it.
Do you remember? Yeah.
But. A dumpster full of cum and dead hookers. All right, John, we're doing it. All right, this one's going to last a long time. Hopefully the person on the phone's bored.
I sure do like them French fried potatoes.
Yeah, go ahead and be characters if you want.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Benny.
I aim to kill you with this mower blade. Mm-hmm.
Thing is, you never know, as weird as my ideas are sometimes, and as bizarre as it is, you never know when you just happen to fish a crazy. When you fish a crazy, it doesn't matter. It could have been any idea.
Yeah, it just depends what kind of wacko actually picks up.
Please leave your message.
Well, it's kind of like, dude, it's just like when I got that guy to fucking, I edited it down because it was really long, but when I got that guy to go to the fucking men's warehouse so he could be sacrificed and the devil could be taken over his body. Literally, he showed up and he called me with voicemails wondering why the men's warehouse told him to go away and that there wasn't a basement there. Dude, I mean, what are the random chances?
I remember you talking about that.
What are the random chances of, you know what I mean, of that fucking happening, finding that guy?
I think a lot of it is the genius who thought of putting Craigslist ads. Because I'll just call, like, numbers, you know, or, like, people just send me a list of Hillocks or something. And they're like... You get they're already maniacs because they're replying to these crazy ads.
Yeah. Dude, you know? And sometimes I don't read all my ads online, but there's times I've placed ads and I show my buddy and he goes, yeah, they got to be nuts if they're going to answer this just because it's such, you know, the way I worded it and things like that. It's not normal.
Bill Mann says you should call up saying you found a dead body with their number on it.
I'm not going to be a cop.
You don't need to be a cop to do that.
All right, here we go.
I was dumpster diving. I found a dead body with your number written across his chest. Is this your dead body?
Hello? Jonathan? Oh, I thought he
answered. Hello?
Hello, Jonathan?
Do we have any tape?
Hello? Are you there? Hello? Is this a voicemail? Hello? And you're messing with me? Or are you there?
Who?
Jonathan, this is Gil Maples. Can you hear me?
Who is that?
Yeah, you responded to the Craigslist ad for the Investigative Discovery Channel murder mystery phone game.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm kind of in a pickle right now. I'm supposed to be in the middle of a round right now, and one of our callers dropped out, and we have to have the right amount of callers for the mystery to work out. Do you have time to play the game?
How long?
I'm sorry, what was that? How long? Is that what you asked?
Yeah.
Oh, you typically 10-15 minutes. It really depends on how quick people solve it, right? But typically 10-15 minutes, so it shouldn't take too long.
I got right out of no time now.
Fuck you, motherfucker!
Ain't
bitch.
Nobody got time for that. He's got shit to do tonight.
Don't Charlie, why is he touching me? Motherfucker.
Daddy?
Yeah, he's got time to not hang up.
Alright, we'll find somebody else to play this game, guys. I'm sorry. Sorry you guys are on hold. We will get to the bottom of this.
What are you doing? Why are you doing that when he's gone?
Oh, he's gone now. Okay,
we're not. Yeah, he was. You need to watch Skype, man. I know you're looking at other things.
No, I was pulling up a new number.
Yeah,
I was gonna see if he would hang out. Sometimes that's fun to do too, when somebody just hangs out.
Well, dude, I eventually become friends with
dude,
people.
Dude, did you? Do you guys remember? Oh, hold on. Do you remember the person who is? Who's hanging out the business, the Jade Toilet.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Christel.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Gil Maples. I was looking for Christel, who had responded to the murder mystery ad for the investigators.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Okay.
Murder mystery ad.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Is it Christel? Is that how you pronounce
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah?
I'm sorry. This is Gil Maples. I'm kind of in a rush right now. We had somebody drop out of the game, so we're kind of stuck. Can't move forward and continue this round of the game till I find another person. Do you have time to play the game right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay, so basically I'm just going to go ahead and connect us to the conference where the other players are, and then I'll just go over the real basic rules, and then, you know, I'm sure you know what murder mystery is or you wouldn't respond to the ad. Right?
Yeah.
And so then we'll just explain the scene, and then I'll go over the rules real quick. It's pretty easy. So I got to get back to the conference real quick. Okay. And the conference is about to begin. All right. It looks like we lost Mr. Dwight. I can see if... Okay, all right. And so now we have Christel, we have Mr. Hillock, we have Dwight, and we have Aspa.
We can finally get started now.
Yes, I'm sorry for the delay, guys. It's just kind of what happens when people... Either, I don't know if the phone went dead or they just had other things they had to do. Okay, so just to break down the rules one more time, I'm going to lay down a scenario. You're allowed to ask questions. You're allowed to ask for descriptions. You're allowed to interact with each other. You're allowed to interact with me. I'm somebody that's at the scene with you guys. My name is Gil, and you're allowed to lie. You're allowed to deceive.
We can interact with each other.
Absolutely. You can
interact. I interact with Christel and have her get that man out of there so I can move up on her? Or is that inappropriate?
Well, you'd have to go after her character, which is going to start in a minute. So not right now. I'm sure she would appreciate that. So just to say. Okay. So that being said, any questions or are we ready to roll?
Do we just jump in when we want to, or
yeah? And if you guys get quiet, I'll start calling on you, and you know things like that.
Okay.
So it's pretty basic. You'll catch the. We didn't make it hard to play. We might have made it hard to solve, but not hard to play. So okay.
Alrighty.
Okay. All right. So
I'm finna win this shit.
Maybe. All right. So we all are behind. It is a seedy nightclub. Some would say that it is a very bad neighborhood. It is 2 in the morning, and we all discovered that there is a dumpster that has several bodies in it, which seem to be based on the way they're dressed, prostitutes. In there also seems to be several different types of body fluids. They're a mixture of blood, semen, and possibly urine, which may not be related because it is a seedy neighborhood with homeless people. That is our scenario. Like I said, it is very early in the morning, and we'll go ahead and begin. Does anybody have any questions or need any descriptions?
Now, when you say seedy, is that... Seedy in quotes, like you mean black?
there are a lot of blacks who live in the neighborhood, but there is also a population of Asians and Hispanics.
Okay.
Mixed neighborhood.
Yes.
Are the bodies alive? They are alive or they're dead?
No, these are dead hookers.
If they're bodies, they're not alive.
Yep.
It depends on if they're drugged or not.
Christelle, there's no uh-huh. wrong questions. So yes, the answer is no, they are not alive.
Okay.
They are corpses.
I have a question.
Yes.
If somebody's drugged or unconscious, would you not just refer to them as an unconscious person and not a body?
I possibly, Mr. Hillick.
I got a question.
Maybe, I don't.
Yeah, maybe. Yes, Mr. Dwight.
The dumpster. Is that a dumpster that the business owns, or is it a rental dumpster?
It is a rental dumpster, correct.
Is it owned by Waste Management Corporation?
It is a Waste Management Corporation, but the name of it is not Waste Management Corporation.
who found the was there a person that found them or
that is us.
Okay. Yep. And when you did
pull it together.
But when they did get found, was it raining outside or was it just regular weather?
Right now, that's a good question. The weather is approximately.
There's a reason for my question.
Hold on,
I
really wish I had I had that one guy. I'll give you the weather just a second. It is rainy.
Frankie McDowell.
Yeah, I got another.
It is raining. There's wind. The sun will blow the sky. Okay, no. It is raining. Yeah. It is raining.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Lightly. So it's more of a haze and it's foggy.
I got a question.
Blood trails on the ground.
No, but there seems to be the bodily fluids on the ground leaking through a hole in the dumpster. So it isn't just blood, it is the blood, the semen, and urine, which may not be related.
Urine, and that's getting mixed with rain.
Yes, Mr. Dwight.
The dumpster there, did the killer write, spray paint the word nigger over Waste Management, or was that somebody else?
I assume it was somebody else. The killer did not do that.
What race are the bodies?
They are white trashed women.
Oh, mm-hmm. Is one of them okay. your mother?
I'm sorry.
Is one of them your mother?
Ooh, no. That is not my mother. My mother is
Why would you say white trash? That implies that there's a certain breed of white people.
No, they're in the garbage, stupid.
But there are white women in the garbage.
There are white trash people. Everybody has names for something.
And here's the thing. Literally, they are trash at this point. That's why they're white and they're in the garbage.
Okay. I'm very curious with the sweet young lady.
Okay.
What did the rain have to do with the fight?
Okay.
I can't tell you because then I'll tell you my investigation skills and I can't tell you.
Very good. Very good.
Ooh.
She wound up you, Matt.
Skill. I think she might be the killer. And I think she...
I'll never say.
All right. Who has another question?
I got a question. What's this lady's name?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had it.
I think it's...
Christelle. I'm sorry.
Christelle. Is it the lady's bodily fluids on the ground?
Is it Christelle's body fluid? Is that what you're asking me?
Did she ejaculate on the ground?
You know what happened? I have a question.
Yes.
The bodies, were they all tied together or were they like separately bonded? You know, like were they all in the
yes.
corner of the garbage can or were they like, because you said there was a hole in it. Like,
they're kind of stacked. They're stacked like logs. At this point, it's hard for us to tell if they are. They don't seem to be connected. But
okay.
since they're stacked like logs, we cannot tell.
All right.
Are they chopped
up like wood or are
no?
They're
just
fully
stacked.
Intact?
They seem to be fully intact, minus wherever the blood's coming from.
John,
is this a Nazi area?
Or okay. Ren and Stimpy had to do with locks. Was Ren and Stimpy the murderer?
No.
Now, you said that there was body fluids. You said, and plus the rainy weather, whatever, that must be a lot of body fluids coming out of their bodies. So they must have been there for a little bit of time.
Yes, and this is the thing, is there's a, like I said, there's a lot of semen, and that, too, is coming from their bodies. So that may be a clue.
Now, is the semen dried, or has it been made re-wet by the rain?
It is wet semen.
That knows a lot about the murder scene.
Wait a minute. So we're establishing it did rain?
Yes.
I think that's a very fucking crucial point.
All right. Are these like high-priced hookers, or are these fucking just like $1.50 a blowjob hookers?
Yeah, that's what it is. You could negotiate a good Hummer for $8 on
fucking
average.
Is the fucking money still there?
Yeah, you could probably I'll give you the median price for these hookers. It's $8 for oral. It's 25 for half and half, and if you want anal, it's another 15.
Did they have a
hooker? Were they young girls, or were they good looking, or were they like kind of basically decent looking hookers, or were they kind of just old, worn out ones?
They look pretty worse for wear. But that could be because they're murdered.
Age-wise, probably.
Oh yeah, no, they're old hookers.
Put away wet.
I mean, I'm thinking, like, if they were my age, 40-something, that'd be a little old, but, like, if they were, like, 18, 19.
I see a woman that could not be younger than 60, and the other ones are in their 30s to 50s.
Could the killer be a
I wonder if they were
dating.
I'm sorry, what was that, Christelle?
I said, I'm wondering if the three were related somehow, like the mother and two daughters or something.
Well, so far nobody's really had me interact with the, or nobody, we have not interacted with the scene. Keep that in mind. We can interact with the scene.
Okay.
Do you think it could have been like a rival hooker?
Possibly.
Crystal question. How much do you think the average blowjob costs?
It depends on the neighborhood.
Crystal did it.
Yeah. She seems to know a lot about the rain.
She murdered these people, or she gave a blowjob?
She took their hooker permits and killed them.
She stole their ghetto pass.
I think I would have a barbecue if I did it, though. I'd have a barbecue if I did it.
Why would you have a... You'd eat these dead prostitutes.
Not me.
Fucking raining. You can't have a barbecue.
I would serve them to all the family members looking for them, so when they went home, they would have their DNA in the toilet system in the place they live.
That got really dark.
Just a real quick question. Christelle, have you murdered hookers in the past?
Yes.
Okay. So Christelle did it, right? I mean, there's no
way. No, I didn't do it. I was just joking.
Shit just got real.
This is just an observation, but the guy here behind Crystal, he sounds like he sits down when he takes a piss.
We're going to put that as true?
No.
Does anyone else hear the ghosts?
I was in a dancing. I was in dancing.
You were a dancer?
I was dancing in the bar.
What the fuck are you
Can the ghost of the hookers help us solve the crime?
Has
the
ghost of drinking yes. tonight? Is that what we got going on?
Guys, one of the hookers in the bottom of the pile that stack like wood seems to still have a little bit of life in her. How do we react?
Okay.
Internal temperature by putting my penis in her.
All right, Matt is now having sex with the almost dead hooker.
Okay, Matt, when you had sex with her, when you're having sex with her,
he
right?
Still is, yes.
Is it warm still, or is it kind of feeling more tighter because of rig and mortar?
Still alive, dingbat.
Yeah, she is still alive.
No,
just
she's
barely.
Dead.
No. I said there's one in there that's still barely clinging to life.
Well, don't kill her when you do have sex with her.
Now I am sexually aroused and I'm having sex with Crystal.
Okay.
Well, I'm on the target.
And Crystal denies it, but you go by force, and so it is happening.
Yes, I can resist.
I gotta bend over the dumpster.
I can't resist. I don't want to be like them in the dumpster. I just might as well go with it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right.
How many fingers are
I think I know.
All right.
There was no cuts or nothing on the hookers? There was no cuts or nothing? Just like they were like probably suffocated or just like the wounds were coming from? Were the wounds coming from the vagina area or from their... anal area?
Can I just...
go ahead, Matt. Yes, there seems to be some anal bleeding.
Do you really think that you're on a fucking murder mystery show?
No, but I'm pretending I am. Remember? I have to be like a murderer. Okay, no.
What? You're still asking questions. Jesus, you've got to be
so lonely,
sweetheart.
Oh, okay, then I better back off the questions and get on the body. Okay, I got it now. I'm duh. Okay, hey, I took a minute, okay? I'm blonde. All right. Okay, get back to doing the hooker. I'm watching now.
What the fuck?
All right, and how many fingers are you applying into your anus while you watch?
One now.
Okay, one.
So how big are your tits?
I gotta get it wet first too. So.
I like your awkward.
Hey guys, I opt. We kill Christelle and throw her in the dumpster with the hookers.
Let's add her to the fucking log.
It turned out, Christelle, this was all just a ruse to kill you and throw you into a dumpster as a hooker.
It would have worked.
Crystal, what is your favorite sexual position, and have you ever been airtight?
Yeah. I've even been in the garbage can. No.
You've done it in the dumpster before, have you?
On my own free will, though.
God, Crystal sounds like she's been rode hard and put away wet.
Crystal, how many of these hookers are your friends?
Crystal sounds like a fucking really fun bro. Yeah.
It's kind of hot, really.
Okay. All right, any more questions for Crystal before we move on to the next round?
I saved her number.
So you just gained a stalker.
God, I want to get knuckles deep in this lady.
Oh, knuckles fuck, deep. Yeah. If you can't get at least halfway up the forearm,
to
she ain't a real
Monday.
Woman.
Okay.
Are you a big girl, Crystal?
What?
She's only about 340.
I'm a good girl.
No, I said a big girl. Like, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not really big. I'm 5'4", 125 pounds. I'm 50.
Yeah, get the measurements. What's the rest there, sweetie? Come on, don't hold back now. You had sex in a dumpster. I'm assuming you're not shy.
It's too much fun.
Crystal.
Okay, so what are we going to do? Are we in the dumpster still?
This is obviously a joke. You really haven't put it
together. I'm not a friend so far, but I'm in the dumpster by myself so far with three dead bodies, or three a lot more.
No, there's at least 16 in there.
Me and you are in there together.
Yeah, but you're busy talking, so I don't know what you're doing.
I've just got like anger in my eyes. I'm looking at you like you're gonna be the next log on the fire.
So I just pat you on your butt and say, "Don't worry."
Thanks, sweetheart. Yeah, you're pretty awesome.
You are interesting, Crystal. Okay,
hey Matt, why are you pouring gas on the hooker's butt?
Oh, why am I doing that? Keeps
everything.
I'm jealous.
Gotta get rid of those pubes somehow.
Oh, wow. That's bad there, huh?
Oh, it smells like pubes.
Am I helping you pour
asshole.
The gas on him?
Sure. I don't know. I can't believe this is still going.
Me neither.
I can't believe the boss hasn't pulled the plug.
I'm about to. All right, Crystal. Stay away from Craigslist because you're going to end up a dead hooker in a dumpster.
Oh,
that was what we're trying to teach you here.
Don't answer any stupid ads. You sound neat.
Yeah. I know. Don't answer no housekeeping job.
Bill Mann wants us to fuck you hard until you come blood and die.
Okay, so you're going to both do both ends then, right?
Oh, God. All right, Crystal, have a good night. Goodbye. Oh, my God. Dude, that's why you said, don't answer stupid ads.
Drunk.
You sound neat.
She had to be drunk as shit.
Oh, yeah. And her boyfriend was probably sitting there laughing his ass off. Dude, Dude, see what I mean? Just the weirdos that you find. And here's the thing. We're grown men who do prank phone calls on Friday nights.
We're losers.
And we're not the weirdos.
No.
Would you say we're phone losers?
Yeah.
That we are.
Still, I can never get people to say that.
Okay. Oh, well, that one was weird. All right, anybody else got another idea? I'm looking for another idea. Here's one. I'm just going to go. Sure. I don't have an idea, but I have this guy's name is Aaron, and something interesting about him, he's a psychedelic illustrator. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
You might not want to fuck with him. He might be a cool, like, hippy-dippy.
Probably.
Psychedelic dude, yeah.
Psychedelic illustrator.
He probably draws cool. So I'm not. I don't think I'm gonna want to fuck with him.
That's yeah. Your limit. So we
no,
found,
okay. No. You know, every now and then.
I've heard some crazy jokes out of you, and your limit is messing with a hippie.
Well,
who can draw?
I think, like, yeah, fine, get him. Yeah.
No, we won't necessarily call him. I'm waiting for ideas from the chat room if they got
he
anything.
Saved
good.
Christelle's number. I really am gonna call her.
Oh,
God
Dashy,
damn.
Dashy, you jerk!
Ken,
Dashy
I like
says
that
you're all missing Friday night cranks. you bastard, Dashy.
What?
He just what wrote in the chat room. You're all missing Friday night cranks. No, here's the thing. Don't go listen to Friday Night Cranks. If you're going to listen to something on Friday that isn't me, then I'd listen to Zoltar. Isn't that it? Am I saying
Zoltar?
Yeah. I like him. He's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's good. I like him. Friday Night Cranks. Yeah. I like when people were first talking about it and I'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
I like, they were going to do a live show in Chicago, so I was like, maybe I'll go to this. And, I went and listened to it, and I'm like, "This is fucking garbage."
Yeah, and I'm sure they have good stuff. I don't really want to judge them too hard because hell, I might meet them someday, you know. But
it's just a different.
Yeah, thing. I and some
it's
people,
very juvenile.
Yeah, some people told me that it's very marketed towards like younger people, like it's more of that style, you know. Which and that's fine. I'm not faulting them. I got a very. Some people hate my style because they're long and weird. They'd rather just listen to somebody call up and tell someone you're fucking an idiot, you cocksucker, and listen to the person yell at them. Hell, that's 90% of Dwight's shit is just pissing people off for reaction. No.
That's fucking Dwight's round fucking wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's right in Dwight's wheelhouse.
That's my bread and butter, nigga.
just the other night, I got a guy to yell at me for accusing him of sticking his penis through a fucking cracked hotel door.
Penis inspection.
I've got my kids here. They are, you know, 8 and 7. And I'm like, well, sir, you shouldn't be sticking your erect penis through a cracked hotel door when you have children in the room. he got really, I'll be down at the fuck desk. And I told him to
what
fuck
happened
check.
To Brad Carter? He was here for a minute.
He made ghost noises and left.
Ghost sounds.
All right,
oh, that he was the ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. RB is right. That was mean of you to say that I'm like Friday Night Crank. That's bullshit.
I didn't say you were like them. I said some people just like to call up and get. I moved what I was saying. I said some people like to just they prefer pranks that are just people calling up pissing people off, like reactionary pranks, right? Rather than this weird scenario. I literally have a lot of my pranks where I hang up and they probably go, "Was that a prank?" But reactionary pranks, they know they're getting fucked with. They're just people who like to get all fired up and have a heart attack on the phone.
Right.
And some people dig that, right? And I do sometimes, but you know me, a lot of times I avoid those, like the Asiatics.
I'm quitting because Josh just said Friday Night Cranks is better than my show, so fuck you guys, I'm out.
Don't leave. I need you.
Wow. There's no
we
way
lost him.
You really left.
He'll come back.
Yeah. That was stupid. He's only hanging up. He can only. We're the only ones that can see him hanging up.
Yeah. He'll come back. He probably just needs to go take a piss or something. All right. So I'm going to call this one Charmina? C-H-A-R-M-I-N-A.
Yeah, whatever.
Charmina? Okay. She says, "I trust no one until that I trust no one until they can be proven innocent." That was one of her statements she made in her "Tell Me About Yourself." So I put that in here. So she trusts no one until they can be proven innocent.
Dude,
which,
so you're like building the whole profiles. I really respect what you do.
Thank you.
And I'm not saying that like talking and like jokingly. Amazing, dude.
Well, it for me it depends on what I'm going to do. Like for this one, it made sense to do that because right in the ad I say tell me something interesting about yourself and so we can play it into your character, right? So then it gave me the ability to get a little bit of info on them, and it's helped me before filter. In tonight's case, I didn't have that many to start with. I only had like 20, but I like doing that. It gives me a little extra. I used to make people
for true neat, dude.
I used to make people call my what the hell is that called? Google Voice? I used to make them call my Google Voice and leave me voicemails.
I think
so
it's
I
called
hear
Google Voice. Just so you can get a gist.
I do that because you could really, like, if somebody's like, "Hi, I'm so-and-so, this and that," and you're like, "Oh, that person sounds normal, right?" But they go, "Hey, man, this is Jupiter, and I'm a dude," and I'm like, "I'm calling that guy," right?
Wow. What was that name again, buddy?
"Hey, man, this is Jupiter."
Jupiter. Oh, I like it. that should be
Jupiter. Feel free to use that. When Dwight did leave.
When you call, he came back in and burped. He's being a fucking faggot. When you call the next person, just say, "Hi, I'm Jimmy J."
I'm Jimmy J. No, that'll be my character. Here, well, I'll be normal and I'll jump into that. It's like that.
Yeah.
It's like last week. What was my diagnosis? Perpetual retardation. RBCP said he laughed at that. He messaged me and said, "Perpetual retardation, huh?" And oh, by the way, sometime this weekend, I'm going to put up my Roybot 4000 prank. It was a good prank. Arby played it on his show. Thanks, Arby.
Hello.
I'm looking for Charmaina. Is that how you say your name? Charmaina?
Hello?
Hi.
This is me.
Okay. Hi, this is Gil Maples. You responded to my Craigslist ad, the murder mystery for the Investigation Discovery Channel.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Hi, do you remember?
Yes.
Okay. I had a full roster set up tonight, and then somebody dropped out at the last minute. Would you like to play tonight?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and I already have the other contestants waiting, and so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to connect you into the conference, and then I'll go over the rules and everything so everybody hears them at once, and then we'll just jump right into the game, okay? Thank you for playing on short notice, too. I appreciate that. Okay.
So. I got another call beeping in. Is that you as well?
No, I wouldn't answer that. It could be. I wouldn't answer that.
Okay.
Just stick with us because we're about to start. Thank you for not answering that. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
All right. No doubt it wouldn't have been good. All right, so conference calls in. All right, we have Asqua and we have Mr. Hillock. And basically, the rules are simple. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it Charmaina, right? That's I'm pronouncing it right, or is there a different pronunciation for it?
You're talking to me, right?
Yeah, Charmaina. Is that?
Yeah, Charmaina.
Okay,
that's
Charmaina.
Right.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was pronouncing it right. So we have Charmaina, we got Asqua, and we got Matt. Okay. So basically, the rules are real simple. It's just like a murder mystery like you've seen on TV, probably 100 times portrayed in different ways. I'm going to lay down a scenario, I'm going to lay down the scenery, and then I will interact.
I don't watch TV, though.
Okay, well, just
and get you.
Just trying to follow along. I will be playing a character in a minute. Feel free to go ahead and be a character yourself, or you can be yourself. It doesn't really matter. And then what we'll do is we'll just... you can ask questions, you can interact with each other, you can interact with me, you can interact with the scene that I lay out. For example, there's a garbage can, you can say, "I want to open the garbage can," and then what's in it, right? And I tell you, things like that. So it's real basic. Any questions? Do we have this? All good? Okay.
Nope.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead.
It's kind of like D&D.
A little bit like Dungeons and Dragons, but it's a murder mystery. Okay, so
actually, I got a quick question.
Yes.
So what if you can solve the mystery? So what do I say? I can solve the mystery?
Just say I think I know who did it, and there's two questions you have to answer: who did it and why.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna go ahead and get into my character. All right, I'm Jimmy Jam here. All right. Well, the scene that we're in is we're in a hotel. It's a hotel room. It's kind of like a hotel straight. And the problem is, in one of the rooms, we smell a smell. And the four of us, we open the door, and there we see the body. How do we interact? What do we want to do? Anybody can jump in anytime, or I'll start calling names.
First thing I would like to do is find out who named the hotel is registered in.
Who what?
Who named the room is registered in? I'm sorry.
Oh, very good. Very, very good.
Damn, that broad's brighter than me.
Yeah. The room is a... It's registered to a Bradley Carpenter.
Okay. Was Bradley Carpenter in the room at the time?
I'm sorry,
as well?
It's Braid Cater. That's what it is. Braid Cater. I was reading it wrong. Braid Cater.
Bedbug bites are on the body?
Well, you got to interact with the body and count.
I'd like to roll his naked body around, Mr. Carter, and check for bedbug bites.
Okay, Mr. Hillock, that is your action, and that is what you are currently doing. Do anybody else have questions or want to interact with the scene?
Is the body in full rigor?
No, the body is only it's only at half staff.
Is it a male or female?
It is a male. It is great. It appears to be Braid. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to look at the copy of the license plate left at the counter, and it seems to be Braid Carter, or Braid Cater.
Did you go ahead and roll the 20-sided die to see how many bedbug bites?
How many bug bites did you come up with, Mr. Matt?
I'd say 18.
All right. There's been 18 big bug bites. All right, Mr. Aspa, do you have any interaction you'd like to do with
yes.
the scene?
Yes. He rolled around the body. What side has the most lividity? Like, is the blood pooling in one side or all sides? Or
There seems to be a little bit of blood coming out from the below the left leg. Would you like to move the left leg?
Sure.
Out of nowhere, a gerbil comes running out and runs across the room.
Question for you, Dungeon Master. Was the gerbil's name Roy?
Is there a name tag on the gerbil?
We can safely assume its name was Roy.
Okay.
Ma'am, Do you have any interactions you'd like to put?
I have a question. Did housekeeping come in the room lately?
Let me check the schedule. Give me just 1 minute to check the schedule. Yes. Miss Stacy had cleaned the room just 3 hours prior.
You mean Roxy, the maid?
Yeah. Stacy rocks me.
So the maid came in the room. So the maid came in the room, according to this broad, and didn't make any like announcements that there's a body covered in bedbug bites.
Are there any drug paraphernalia around?
There seems to be a box that says poppers on it, and it's empty.
I just ordered fuck.
Poppers based on list. based on my experience, poppers are a glory drug that it's really popular in the homosexual community.
Are there
it loosens up your butthole
for loco?
That is a great question, Matt. I would almost wonder how you knew there were Four Locos everywhere.
Are you saying I did it? Because I'll tell you the same thing I told the police. I didn't do nothing.
Okay. Ma'am, what observations would you like to make?
Okay. Is there any possible way we could talk to the housekeeping?
I don't believe so. She's been off the clock now for an hour.
Hello.
Okay, what about...
I'm Roxy.
Matt just tucked his penis between his legs and started doing a girl's voice.
I'm Roxy.
That is not Roxy. That is Matt. With his penis...
My elaborate ruse has been found out.
Matt, ma'am, you were about to ask a question.
Okay. What about the front desk person? Did he see Mr. Braden? Was it Braden Lee come in with anybody? Or did he check in alone?
I am the front desk clerk. I'd seen him alone, but this hotel is well known for homosexual prostitution and bestiality.
Is the body naked?
Yes.
Okay.
There were plenty of bed boogs covering his
genitals. All right.
So
it almost was like a little bikini.
So the bed bugs seemed to be very pivotal in your version of what's happening.
They almost formed something that looked like chainmail jewelry.
Ironically enough, there was some chainmail cod pieces in the room.
Is this serious? Or
yes.
I mean,
yes, there was a chainmail cod piece in the room.
Super serious. Super serial.
Okay. Is anyone looking for this guy that's dead? Has anyone called? Phone?
Not currently.
I hear Detective Cardo's been looking for this Cartier for years.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get Mr. Cardo here just a second.
Here's a question.
Hi, this is Doctor. This is Mr. Cardo. I've been following these murders, and I think I know who might have done it. Ma'am, do you have any questions?
No.
Aswa, do you have any questions?
Yeah, was there any videos ordered on the TV? Or is there a remote control anywhere nearby?
This is... just a second, let me answer. This is the porn suite. There's always movies playing for free.
Okay.
Hey, there's really porn suites available in hotels? I've been missing out on all my life.
Mr. McClanahan, Detective McClanahan is here. He has some input on the mystery. Mr. McClanahan.
Some black motherfuckers did this. I think it was Ashtray.
I'm not sure who Ashtray is.
And Lysol did it too. He's dark as night. Midnight motherfucker.
Alright, Miss.
What films were ordered? Or wait, since it's all free, what films were playing tonight?
Cactus Slammer 7 and Boys Will Be Boys When Locked Up with Toys.
Darkness, everybody. Darkness.
Twin Brothers.
Charmaine, would you like to solve?
Yes. Was there any video surveillance in the hallway of people entering and exiting his room?
There is not. The only cameras that I have at my hotel room are in the bathrooms of the rooms.
Charmaine, I got a off-topic question. Were your parents fans of Charmin toilet paper?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because it's spelled just like that get, with an A.
Get back, yeah. Get back to the murder, sweetheart.
Listen, on all seriousness, are you guys calling my phone and fucking with me? I'm getting a ton of calls here.
No, no, sir, no.
Did you sell my phone number to some telemarketers?
The Chinese always do get our... They always do get all of our numbers. That's just part of how the...
I just had somebody with the area code 666 call me. You got the fucking devil call on your phone?
That was a Chinaman.
Yeah, I had a bunch of numbers call mine.
Huh.
It's bullshit.
I think that's Haxors.
It could be Haxors.
These Haxors.
Is there a phone in the room? And if there is there a red box near it?
There actually is a red box. Yes.
Are there any chili peppers?
There is always chili peppers in every porn suite, sir. Now, here's the question nobody's asked. The description of maybe what Braid Cater looks like.
I would say she's way gone.
Is she? Damn it.
That was so stupid. What was your accent supposed to be?
A retarded guy?
It's funny. It didn't sound like retarded.
You didn't? I was stuttering.
Ken's mongoloid voice does better. Oh, it was so good. It was so just odd. And, like, I kept,
I was about to blame it on George Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Oh, this is such a weird show, guys. This is so weird. There's something...
I said that last week.
I called that bitch as the devil on the other line.
I know, dude. She started calling. Dude, she said my phone's ringing. Should I answer
it?
You weren't listening.
It should have been the same area code because the first call
was Skype. Were you
listening?
Were you listening?
I had the Mixler on.
Did you hear what she said?
Yeah, she goes, I have another call on the other line. Is that you too?
Don't pick it up.
Yeah, don't pick it up.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
So I pulled Dashy in, and I started changing the caller ID, fucking disguised it as the devil. Like, all sixes all the way across the caller ID. I'm like, come on, bitch, answer.
All right, so this lady's name is Farisha, I guess. Farisca.
I'm getting,
and she knows how to throw knives.
What's her name? Fresca? Like the fucking soda?
Yeah.
Dude, how the fuck is name Charmania? What the
fuck? Hey, I need to get some water, guys. Give me just like 30 seconds.
Coming to the main stage, Charmaine. Did everybody leave?
Now we're here.
Yeah, I think Matt went to get a brew. I think Gian went to get a drink. Nigger, 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 nigger. Nigger, nigger. Nigger, nigger. Nigger, nigger. This is what happens when you leave the line open. Nigger, nigger, nigger. He should have better control over his show. Nigger, nigger, nigger. Nigger.
Surprised George hasn't rubbed his cock yet.
Welcome to the White Power Hour. With your host, Giad. Nigger. It's a long 30 seconds, folks. Nigger. Nigger, nigger.
You must have painted that dumpster with that word on it.
Hey, Giad, welcome back.
I'm back. Okay. Alright, so I got a question for the room. Anybody have any fucking ideas of what else I can do with these goddamn numbers?
Well, you should really ask the room what just happened.
What just happened?
Ask the room.
Room, what just happened?
It's fucked up.
We had some anal sex on the line here. Yeah.
I shit myself. All right.
You just had about 30 seconds of the N-word on your show.
Oh, okay. There you go. There you go. Dwight is a racist. And I do not support that kind of talk on my very well-respected
XYZ said, XYZ said I spoke the truth.
Yeah, but he's like a Dominican or something, so what does he know?
Well, I'm like sitting here, I'm like...
I call them all mud people.
I was like sitting here, I'm like, where is... I'm like, I think Giad went to get water. I think Hillock went to get a beer. And I'm like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, all right, everybody, welcome to the... White Power Hour, starring Giad.
Oh, God. Okay, that's. I was just going to say, Josh just wrote that. The White Power Hour, starring Giad. And that is not true. Oh, by the way, hey, people who have donated to RBCP's Phone Losers Patreon, if you haven't got it yet, you'll probably get it soon. There's ID cards going out in the mail, like membership cards. Yes. They're fucking sweet.
You just made me remember I got a fucking envelope today, and I was busy... with the phone. So
dude, I had some good shit in my envelope this month. There was some nice stuff in there. I love the stickers.
Arby, just send me an ID card. Be a pal. I'm broke.
All you gotta do is send... You know what? You live in Michigan, so just start mailing him pop cans. And he won't know what the fuck to do with them. But we to us, man, they're gold. You know? You can take...
Yeah, I'll start mailing him pop cans, and they'll be fucking not worth shit where he's at.
Do you know what you guys can do with my beer throwaways?
Depends on where you take them now, because there's certain places...
Commit a felony?
Yeah, because there's certain places, they run them in machines. You gotta feed them into machines. And those machines, they know where they're manufactured.
Yeah, they scan the barcode, and they'll tell you the wrong barcode.
Yep. So you can't. You used to be able to do that. Hell, if Seinfeld made a joke or made a whole show about
Kramer was.
Yeah,
they still restrict it. Most of the places I go, it's like $20 or $25 is the max you can do in one day.
Yeah. Well, you can go. You can go to. You can go to Walmart, and they do have a most amount that you can cash in, but they hardly ever enforce it, and it'll do like a. Like 10 or 20 that it'll kick out you a receipt after you feed it. But I've been told before that we can only take so much, but Walmart just doesn't give a shit, so they'll take anything.
I just take my cans back and tell them to give me more beer.
When I lived with my grandparents, I had a can smasher in the garage, and then I would just fill up trash bags and fill up the car and go to the fucking junkyard.
Hey, you guys want to hear something? Here's one of my can stories. All right, back in the day. Now, I used to smoke a lot of pot with my buddies. I mean, we were truly potheads when we were teenagers. Now, what we would do is, this is before, Dwight, you probably remember, before the stores would actually, you'd just bring in bags, and they would say, they'd either hand count them, or they'd say if they trust you, how many you got, you know? And now, this is what he did. Like, I had brought some in, right? I'd brought some in, and then he fucking brought some in. He brought in like 5 bags, right? And what he did is he filled it up with milk jugs. filled it up with milk jugs, but on the top he put like pop cans. And then they're like, "How many you got?" He's like, $20. And they're like, "Okay." And then the lady was like, "What the fuck?" You know, like she's like, "Your friend just ripped us off." And they were like, "Count his," you know, because I had mine from my dad's, you know. And then so I was like, "Yeah, but mine are legit." And they're like, "Yeah, you're in trouble. Your friend did that." I said, "No, that's my friend who did it." I said, "Go out there and get him." You know, because he had already left the store. I said, "You're not going to put this one on me. I didn't walk in with them bags. And I ain't telling you his name." So you go get him.
You see people here all the time just walking the side of the fucking road just picking up cans and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michigan wasn't such a cold place. Our homeless population would be like 8 times what it is now, I bet. You know what I mean? Just because it fucking sucks 6 months of the year, but you can just walk around and make money.
It's awesome when, like, you're low on gas or something. You're like, "Oh, fuck, I got cans."
That in Michigan held up a panhandling law. You can panhandle in Michigan. The Supreme Court says you can.
You see them on the, freeway exits.
Yeah, I couldn't when I lived, like, near Detroit for, like, I don't know, maybe a month, and I couldn't believe so many white people panhandling on the exits.
Yeah, there's actually a group. Maybe you've seen some of it, Dwight. It's a little north of me, but there's a group that
Phone Losers of America.
No, they've been running around because there were so many of these people who, you know, the hold up signs saying they're homeless, and then there was the news started doing stories on them, and some of them weren't homeless, or a lot of them weren't homeless. A lot of them were just doing it. They were finding ones who would be like, you know, people would try to give them food, and they'd be like, "No, no, I don't want no food." And then there'd be people who'd try to go offer them jobs, and they'd be like, "No, I make like $40 an hour." Right?
Yeah.
And, so then there's a group, literally a group who goes around and protests next to these people. Like, it's really hot right now, and they go and do that. Like, that weather hot, but hot. Like, this is an idea.
It seems like...
It's gets way
too much effort.
Yeah, I agree. And if you're going to do it, at least do something funny to them and record it for the internet or something. Don't just do it because you're not going to make much of a difference.
But, like, you stopping them from getting money, like, it's not like that money's going to go to you. Let them get one over. That's like people being mad about people.
What they're doing, Hillock, is they're... Besides that, there's also, like, they'll record them. They'll basically watch them.
Yeah.
They won't just go pick on anybody.
I know.
It'll be like, you know, if somebody's truly homeless, they're not going to do that to them. They're going to let them, right? But what they'll do is they'll watch them, you know,
and
walk and
get
in their
car,
then drive their car to their house, and then, you know, and you know, so it is kind of
they're in a $300,000 house.
Well, dude, I don't make, I got an MBA, and I don't make nowhere near $40 an hour.
It seems like the effort you do, like, trying to track them people down and prove them as crooks, you could just go do it.
Yeah, well, and a lot of people, that's what a lot of people are saying is, fuck, just let them do what they do. And if you don't agree with giving them money, then don't.
I just look away. I'm like,
For the longest time, I felt bad, you know, like when I'd see these people. But now knowing a lot of them are just scams or they kind of put themselves in that situation because there is ways to not be homeless, like a lot of ways. Like, we actually have a mission here where I'm from where you can go and you can stay and there's a lot of programs to help people get out of there and get into, you know, like a subsidized apartment or something like that. So a lot of times the people who really are homeless, it's almost like they're, in a sense, they're choosing to be because there's outlets to get out of there.
I'm an asshole though. Like, I see them at the exits. I'm like, I hope I fucking beat this light before it turns red, so I don't have to sit there and feel ashamed.
All right.
I used to become friends with dudes in downtown Chicago that were really homeless.
Yeah,
like we drink in the car.
I had a professor. I'm about to dump in another number, but I had a professor once when I was in my undergrad, and he was a guy. He said he worked at a foundry in Milwaukee for like 30 years. Right, he was a manager, and then he ended up going to school in the later areas of his life, and he ended up getting his master's in psychology, and now he teaches us in retirement. I don't know. He could be dead these days. It's been a while, but
hey, don't worry about Neon and the IRC. Say Jesus, get the pranks on. I'm going to fuck her leader and teach her a lesson.
Okay. Anyways, I'm about to move on. I'm about to put in numbers.
Yeah.
But this guy actually told me, or like he was telling the class, he was like, you know, back in 85, I used to go pick up a 12-pack before work. He said he worked like third shift, so he'd pick up a 12-pack before work. He'd go under the bridge that was like a quarter mile from his foundry. He said he'd sit under there and drink with the homeless guys. You know, he said I'd drink like four beers and I'd share around with everybody, and then I'd go to work. It's like, you're a cool professor. All these other guys are uppity, and you're drinking with hobos before work.
Yeah.
Fuck
right,
here we go.
Is this another?
Yeah, we're gonna.
And people that are bitching can make their own goddamn shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
like Dwight did.
And I'm looking for ideas in the chat room, jerks. This guy.
The only reason I'm doing a show is because of Dashy funded it.
This guy. His name is Odell. And he has an amazing ability to cause trouble.
So,
I don't know what that means.
This is fruitless.
Hello, this is Odell Richards. I'm sorry to say that you missed me, but if you please leave your name, number, and an appropriate message, I'll get back to you. Have a great day.
Just ring him right back.
Yep.
Maybe. It is getting later. Where? What state is that?
I don't know. Oh, that's L.A.
Oh, it's not that late at all.
Well, and we're... Said we're playing Friday nights.
Yeah. Friday night cranks for losers.
Alright, we'll give up on hotel. We'll let it ring.
Isn't this way better than hearing interesting stories about professors?
Hello, this is Odell Richards, and I'm sorry to say that you missed me, but if you please...
It doesn't sound like a guy who easily caused the trouble. All right, we're calling somebody.
I didn't know you were so educated, man.
I'd mentioned it before, yeah. I don't know how why this one rings. I've spent a lot of years in special ed and graduated from an alternative high school. I think I fooled my way into thinking I was smart for a little while and went and got a degree.
Dude, you're smart. You build up these elites.
Hi, Fresca?
Hello?
Hi, Fresca?
Hi.
This is Gil.
This is who?
Gil. Gil Maples, who responded to the Craigslist ad that I posted for the murder mystery investigative discovery channel.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi. Do you remember the ad?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay, perfect. I am... Am I saying your name right? Is it Fresca? Fresca?
Fresca.
Fresca, okay. Pretty name. I am in a jam because I had enough people to play this game or this round, and then somebody dropped out on me. So I was wondering if you had the time to play a round of the murder mystery, and if you win, then we set you up for the next round.
I do, yeah.
Excellent. I'm going to go ahead and connect you to the conference where I have these other contestants waiting, and I'll go over the rules real quick, and then we'll just go from there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, we're in the conference. Just to go over everybody's name, we got...
So I says to Mabel. I says to her.
So we
are we back?
Yeah, we're going to be back. We're going to be playing the game in just a second, Matt. I'm sorry about the wait.
Yeah.
We have Matt, we have Dwight, we have Aspa, and now we have Fresca. Just to go over the rules again, it's real easy. All you got to do is listen to me. I'm going to paint a scene. You can interact with the scene. You can interact with each other. You can ask questions. You can lie. You can be as honest as you want, and you can just play the game. So, are you all set, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, the year is 1941. We are in Germany. There is a big pit with about 900 bodies in it. They look very skinny. They are dead. And it is just a horrid, horrid scene. Any questions? We got questions by anybody?
Ronald Reagan did it.
No.
Not right now.
No, it wasn't Ronald Reagan. Okay. Is there anything we want to interact? This is a question out for everybody. Anything we want to interact with the scene?
I want to I'd like to check the bodies for tattoos.
Okay. In fact, they do have tattoos. There is a symbol that all of them share.
I thought it was a number, but whatever.
Well,
what is this tattoo?
It's a number. It's a number system that is put on all the people. Matt was correct.
Could you read off the numbers of each of the 900 bodies, please?
I will not do that. But just know that each number is different. Yeah. But in
I'm just
order.
Messing with you.
Any questions?
Are the bodies clothed or are they?
They are naked. The clothing seems to have been removed.
Do the victims or do the bodies? Do they have? Are they all male? Are they all female? Are they light skin or dark skin? Are they all old or young?
They all have like kind of bit longer hook noses and like curly Jew hair.
Okay, I'd like to inspect the body's teeth and see if there's any gold in them.
Okay, it looks like when you do that, a lot of the gold has been removed.
All right, I want to inspect the lady.
Okay. Fresca. Okay.
I would like for her to pull up her skirt and show me if she is shaved or not.
Okay, Fresca, an offer has been made to inspect your body. How do you react?
No.
Sorry, Dwight, she stops you.
I give her $10 and insist.
My answer's still no.
She's still saying no. Sorry, Dwight.
I request $20 back as refund.
No. My answer's still no. We're here to solve a mystery, sister.
All right. Do these victims look very well nourished?
Yes, extremely malnourished. Or did you say well-nourished?
Oh, I said well-nourished.
No, quite the opposite.
Oh, like they haven't been eating right.
They haven't eaten, they've been starved? Is that what it is? They've been starved?
They don't seem to have, they seem to be in a starving state, but not starved.
So we've got a big pit with like 900 bodies, all with tattoos on their arms, and they're all starving.
And they all look like they might be Jewish. They have Semitic features.
Yes, correct. I said hook nose girlfriend. And Jew hair, but yeah,
Semitic features. I have an interaction.
Okay.
I would like to grab Francesca while everyone else is busy inspecting the scene and rape her in the alley.
Unfortunately, we instantly hear the refusal, because apparently you can't rape somebody silently right in front of everybody. So we stop you. It's like, no, and I take a paper and I hit you on the nose and go, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Why'd you squirt me with that bottle like I'm a cat? No.
It's hit you on the nose with the newspaper. No.
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 No rape, Dwight. No rape.
No. Absolutely not.
See, she agrees. No raping, okay?
Matter of fact, I'm so mad that you'd even try to rape her that I actually throw you to the ground and I mount your buttocks and start pumping you.
Hey, you guys, what is going on here?
We're trying
to get to the bottom of these bodies. I think.
I think it was raining.
What was with the all the Chechenians that were killed? No, that was later.
Yeah. Yep. Keep in mind the year. The year is 1941.
That was a good
1941.
Year.
1941.
Yes, that was what I said in the beginning, and we are in Germany.
Okay.
Germania. Go back to Germania.
Are there any of those slanty-eyed people around?
Yeah.
Germania?
Yeah.
I would like to do an interaction.
Yes.
Permission to proceed?
Permission granted, I guess?
Fresca, I would like to tongue-punch your fart box behind the dumpster where the dead bodies have been stored.
Well, that would... She would have to give you permission.
I thought this was a
place. He said nothing about an alley or dumpster.
I brought that into the scene. I carted a dumpster in from the fucking come and go.
You're not the dungeon master.
I'm sorry.
Okay, yes. So she's refusing you. Yep. Yes. So, of course. Dwight, you can't. She said no, so you're going to have to.
I'm thinking, what
you're not approved to.
What are the things they have in churches that you sit on? Pews?
Yes.
Pews. Yeah. Huh. Something about that rings a bell. I don't know.
Okay.
Permission to take her virginity on the altar.
No.
Permission denied?
Fuck!
Yeah.
Are there any clues on the ground? Clues.
Ah, yes.
Have you found any?
He just asked. He's expecting the ground. As you inspect the ground, you actually find a pistol that is a Luger, a German Luger. And yes.
Are there any fingerprints on it?
We don't have.
Wow, really? You go to fingerprints after all.
Seriously. Seriously, I
want to
know if this is a
recent. Yeah, we don't have. I'm sure there are fingerprints, but we do.
1941.
We don't have. They might have been able to get fingerprints, okay. But they don't have. We don't have a fingerprint kit, so we don't have a way to check at the moment.
I see. Okay, that's cool. Yeah. Is it loaded? Is the Luger loaded?
There's Yeah, there seems to be an empty clip. An empty
too
clip.
Much TV. Think about fingerprints, and that's how they're going to solve crimes. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Permission to permission to interact.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I would like to grab Francesca's breast without asking.
No.
Fuck.
It is denied. You reach to grab it, and she swats your hand away. So. Yeah.
I want to play my minion card.
The nose with the newspaper.
Yes. No.
No.
I would like to interact with the scene.
All right. Granted.
Sure.
We're going to throw Mr. Dwight into the pit so he can try and figure out what's going on down there.
Okay. Granted. Mr. Dwight is grabbed from behind and thrown into the pit. Yes, go ahead.
All right. I'm sorry. Check the gun. Is it do we have any bullets in there? Maybe we can
The gun is empty of bullets. The clip is empty, right. But there are spent shells on the ground.
Permission to interact with the scene.
Yes. Granted, Dwight.
I would like to present Fresca with a little concoction I called Roofie-Aid. It's a mixture of roofies and Kool-Aid.
Nah.
That sounds tasty.
I'm good. I have my own flask with me.
She turned it down. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Yep.
I would like to ask her again that there is a pit with 900 dead bodies with tattoos on their arms with numbers, and they have hook nose and Jewy hair, and you're asking about if there's fingerprints on a gun.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
but I'm thinking it might have been easy to identify. Because think about it. If there were, because you know, every human hand has five fingers, right? But what if there was a fingerprint missing on
here,
one hand?
I'm gonna do it before anybody else. And how many fingers can you fit in your ass?
Okay.
Moving on. Let's solve the mystery.
Permission to interact.
Permission granted.
Permission to masturbate next to Fresca.
I'm going to go ahead and slap
Let's
your nose.
Solve
no, vibe. No. Okay, Matt would like to take a shot at who did it.
Yeah, the fucking goddamn Nazis.
You got to answer two things: who and why.
Hitler, because he hated Jews.
He wasn't the only one targeting Jews, although the Nazis were probably the biggest and most vicious group to...
Who was the other group?
We also have... We do remember that Hitler had allies, right? He had the Italians as well as the Japanese. And he also had, at one point, he had the Russians on his side.
So,
he had...
Okay, so let me get this straight. You think somehow the Japanese are the ones that filled a body, or a body pit, with 900 dead Jews in Germany in 1941?
Permission to make an observation.
Permission granted.
I would like permission to morph into Mr. Krabs and walk over to Fresca and pinch your pussy with my crab.
No.
No. Newspaper and my newspaper.
Yeah, do not try that. No. Yeah, do not try that or I will cut something off.
What would you cut off, dear?
I don't know. Whatever you point at, whatever you try to put near me. Don't try it, dude.
Right.
I really don't feel like cutting off anything right now.
Okay, so who here agrees with Matt that it was Hitler / Nazis and because they hated the Jews?
Yes. I'd agree.
All right, you're jumping on the Matt train. All right, who else?
Permission to make an observation.
Permission granted.
One of Fresca's tits is an A cup, the other one's a D. What the fuck's up with that?
That's none of your business there.
Wow.
I too am kind of inquisitive on this observation, but I am a gentleman, so I don't ask. All right, ask what's your stand?
I'm thinking it's the woman, because everything else is men, and women sometimes hate men, and
when you say the woman, like any woman, or are you saying you think Fresca did it?
Yeah, Miss Febreze over there.
Okay, so Miss Fresca.
I highly doubt that.
And what would the reason be? I'm just letting him give a guess. What would his reason?
Penis envy, definitely.
Penis envy. Okay, Fresca, she did penis envy.
Nah. Don't worry about it. I don't envy your toothpicks. Gentlemen,
all right.
I don't envy
all right, let me do my guess now.
Okay.
I believe Brad Carter penetrated Fresca, creating a super baby, which was then born and killed these motherfuckers over here.
All right, and what was the reason?
Yeah, no.
And what was the reason?
Because Fresca talked the kid into doing the murder because... she was angry with Brad Carter for impregnating her and then in return ruining her vagina with this child's face.
Dwight wins. Dwight wins. Yeah. Good job, Dwight.
Where's my fucking money?
Yep. You move on
you
to the next round.
$2,500, you motherfucker.
Yep, good job.
That's
going to
buy a lot of
good
beer.
Good job. You win.
Hey, Fresca, can I take you like out on a date now?
He is rich now. Now he has 25.
$2,500.
Fresca, that lucky motherfucker never has to work another day in his life. He just won $2,500.
I can pay you, like one night, maybe like $500. I could wreck that pussy. I got a black penis.
Nah.
I have a black penis.
Can I call you on Monday?
No.
I think that is a yes. You're great. You're really fun. And then you wanted to find fingerprints on a gun that was obviously a mass grave committed.
Her vagina smells of honey mustard.
Ooh. That's why she got the Febreze.
Yeah, there's no Febreze in 1941, my friend.
This is all
good. So what? Is the mystery over? Have we figured out that it's pretty much the Nazis that killed these people?
No,
Dwight was right.
You.
I wanna play a game. Your legs are currently chained together. On your left is a spork from McDonald's.
Yeah.
On your right. Is a chainsaw with no blade. You will use one to cut yourself in half and free yourself. The choice is yours.
It's like watching a mob talk.
Did you just turn into... What is wrong with you guys? This is a mystery. It's not a dog gang mystery, not...
What is wrong with you? You're a fucking dingbat. Jesus. You're so stupid. You're so fucking stupid. It's ridiculous.
Well, hey, you're the one with fake amount of 25. What was it, 25,000?
Dwight won, not Matt. Dwight won the mop.
Jeez.
Oh well.
You couldn't put it together. That's what it was gonna do. They were gonna be like, oh my god, that's Adolf Hitler's fingerprints on the gun that shot all these 900 people. They were gassing those motherfuckers. Jesus Christ, you're stupid. What were you doing on this Friday night that you're still on this call?
Not too sure, actually.
I did figure out that I would
maybe get some money from
this. I want to play a game.
You thought you were going to win $2,500.
I want to play a game.
I'll have the chance here anyway.
Listen, bitch. I want to play a game. Your ankles are currently chained apart from each other.
The key is in your vagina.
Listen, bitch, I'm not done. You must use either a mop to get the key out of your vagina. Or use your hand, which is currently wearing the Freddy Krueger glove. The choice is yours.
I figured it out.
Hold on. I figured it out.
Click.
I figured it out.
It was Hitler.
Fuck you guys.
She
hung up.
Dude,
Oh my god.
Why did she stay on for a 5-minute gas kicking like that? Holy fuck. Dude, and I gotta... Oh my god. That was good. And I gotta admit, it's hilarious. Dwight's picture of his mop, and it just looks like fucking mop is like talking to me. Dude, if you guys never talked to Dwight lately on Skype, I suggest you do, because it's fucking hilarious. This mop looks like it's tough talking.
Mop was telling him that I want to play a game scenario. I want to play a game.
Holy shit, dude. How did that... He was dumb as hell. She thought she was really smart. You just kept kicking her ass on the goddamn fingerprints. There's 900 people in there and you want a fingerprint. Maybe we'll figure out who killed these 900 people with this gun.
Does it have a 900 round clip? Does it have a barrel of ammunition connected to a Ruger? Like, Jesus Christ. Dude.
That's one Ruger.
You just sent a body pit, Germany 41.
Dude, I laid it out so you could answer it right off the bat. She starts fingerprinting guns.
You see my fucking monitor right now. There's so many fucking laughs, so many tears from laughing.
Yeah, the room's cracking up too. That was a good one.
Started talking about fucking goddamn Hitler had allies. Goddamn.
She mentioned the Japanese. Yeah, the Japanese were well known to be in fucking.
I think in Germany.
Japan, man.
Unk had me save her number with the name Nancy Drew.
Nancy Drew. That's what I'm going to call this prank.
A real stupid name.
Nancy.
Nice fucking phone call with Nancy Drew.
Because, yeah, what was her thing? She likes to throw knives. We didn't bring that shit up.
Didn't have to. Fresca. That's her name.
So, Nancy. Nancy
Old
Drew.
Old Fabrice cunt.
Okay.
Ow.
So this was at... Alright, so we're at about... Probably about 2 hours and 30 minutes-ish. I'm going to save this one, because this one's funny. At first I didn't think so, because I was like, oh, this is kind of morbid. I just brought up the fucking Holocaust. How's this going to be funny?
Stupidness made it funny, yeah.
But I didn't even know where I mean, we're at. And I'm all like, oh, I'm bringing a fucking dose to
Tracy. And you're like, I just want to rape her. And she's like,
that's what
no.
Everyone in the I was reading what everyone in the fucking chat was typing.
You just kept trying to rape her. George just typed Nancy Jew. Nancy Jew mysteries.
Harvey was the one who kicked it off. He's like, trying to grab her tit.
I'm going to call this one the Nancy Jew Mysteries.
Oh my god.
Dude, this is what I mean.
I can't believe these people are that stupid, man.
And then she goes, I figured it out. Fuck you guys. Okay. Way to get us back. It's so funny when they're like deer in headlights sometimes when they actually realize that they've just been had and they won't hang up because they're just waiting for any opportunity to get you back. It's like, dude, you're best bet. Oh,
it's so. Like, you wonder how, like, America can be so fucked up and you do a couple of these calls.
Yeah.
And then you see, like, oh, that's why. People are fucking stupid.
I really thought there wasn't going to be any good calls tonight. I kind of had that feeling like, well, we're having fun, right? Like when I went to get water right before this call, I was like, well, at least we're having fun, but I don't think, you know, maybe this wasn't the best idea. This idea was well worth it because that call.
You mean when you went to get water and Dwight dropped about 50 N-bombs on you?
Yeah, and suddenly you made hate funny and then it was okay to talk about the Holocaust.
Yeah, it's nice that you can take my place as the PLA racist.
Dude, I just can't get past your fucking mob picture, too. It looks like... Dude, it just
it's
blows my...
so perfect.
It was John that sent that to me.
Brilliant. It couldn't be better.
It's actually on the Dwight Facebook. It's the profile picture now. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, too, guys. You remember, because now everybody can see the chat room, obviously. When the box kind of lights up around it, so as he talks, you kind of see it. It's almost like a movement, right? So it really starts to give you a feeling like this fucking mop's talking.
Yeah, and it's so there's once you see it as a face, once your brain sees it,
then it's a face.
You can't unsee it as a face, and it's like got like shit on it, like under the hand. It's just too perfect. I wonder if that was like posed or if it was just that perfect.
Oh God, that one. I literally, this is one of those ones where my face is turned away from my mic, and I'm just trying not to laugh. Like when Dwight kept Dwight's like, you know what else worked with that one? Is you guys played it right? I think we did enough of these where you guys played it. Yes, I would like to make a, you know, I would. You guys were asking for permission to do things, you know, and things like that.
I normally don't lose it in the middle of like talking and shit,
the but crab
I was
one you did.
I was fucking. Just, I was too far gone. I couldn't recover. Yeah.
And after a while, then we just started laughing in her face when Matt called her out.
That was too stupid.
Sitting there trying to come up with fucking, like, Saw fucking games. I want to play a game.
I think I would have to choose the spork rather than the chainsaw.
Then I gave her the choice. I said, your ankles are shackled. The key's in your pussy. You can either dig it. You can either retrieve the key with a mop or your hand, which is currently wearing the Freddy Krueger gloves. The choice is yours.
I did not like the Saw movies.
I seen the first one, and I thought, oh, well, that was kind of different. And then I see the other couple, and I was like, eh.
I bought the first one. I was really into, like, really gory shit. And, like, somebody, like, posted something about it. And I bought it just on a whim. And then I was like, this is kind of bullshit. It's the guy from Princess Bride. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I watched the rest of them and just pirated. And they're garbage.
Yeah.
Some of the traps are neat, but...
Yeah, the concept is kind of interesting that he doesn't kill people. It's up to them to do things to not get murdered by these machines. The concept is neat, but, I mean, you can only make six or seven of those year after year after year. By the end, man, you're not creatively writing anymore. You're just taking the same recipe and rehashing it.
I would say after the first one.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But you get what I mean, because they spit one out every year for like 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, well, that was like the Halloween thing for kids to go do.
It's like these days, Paranormal Activity, right?
Yeah. They're not that good, but like if I was young, I'd probably go see it.
And they come out the time of year that people like to watch scary movies.
Yeah.
Well, see, I never watched the Saw ones.
First, we got to do a prank. We got to do a prank.
But
yeah,
I did
time for one more.
But I did watch... what the fuck was it? It was a YouTube video of Living with Jigsaw, and the fucking Jigsaw puppet was like a little miniature one just fucking with this guy. He's all like, underneath the toilet is all your electronic devices. The toilet is currently clogged and about to overflow. He's like, you must walk across this floor of razors, and it's a bunch of fucking shaving razors. He's like, the choice is yours, and the guy just shuts the fucking door like, fuck you.
I really liked the pig mask, like, cool thing.
I got an idea for this last one.
Okay. They're not going to pick up, by the way.
Probably not. But, Dwight, why don't we do a... why don't I set it up, and then we'll make it the movie Saw, okay? And then we'll all just be involved in your Saw traps, okay? So you give us things. Now that this has happened, you know, you have a mouse trap that's about to go off on your testicles, but you have the option of punching, you know, Benny in the nutsack.
How does that solve a mystery?
I don't know. It's not going to. None of this is making sense anymore. Oh, here's one, dude. Here's one. This guy's name's Jonathan. He gave his resume, and
of course, why wouldn't you send your resume to it?
Yeah, he gave his resume. This one I put a no call as a private investigator. I don't know why.
I heard the fucking clock. Yeah. What's it hit on every half hour?
Yeah, if it only dang once every half an hour, like even on the hour, I'd be okay. That pisses me off.
I like the sound of it.
It's part of the show now. It really is.
I legitimately like it.
it pisses me off, like, because here's why. Because you see it's 12:51, right? I think you're in a tight same. No, you're. Yeah. It's probably
11.
Yeah, because you're an hour behind me. Yep. But
49.
So
whatever.
So you can see it dings a little early, right? So yeah. Let's say it's just about 10 o'clock on a Sunday night. Anytime between like October and November, and then again from February to April. Okay? And I'm trying to watch The Walking Dead. There's some stuff happening right at the end, because that's when always things always happen. And then, bing, 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 and I'm like, fuck this clock!
I gave up on The Walking Dead, man.
Oh, I love that show. But I read the comics, too, so I've
read the comics, like, years ago. Yeah. And really liked them. I got all the collected ones.
Yeah.
But the show fell off when the fucking hillbilly and that girl just burnt down the house and were getting drunk.
Yeah, people seem to got mad at last season, and I don't understand why, but what you're feeling is common. And a lot of people are saying that, and I'm like, I kind of dug the character development.
Yeah, I saw a trailer for the next one, and I kind of like watching it with Ma, so I might get back into it.
Now, because I got to do this, one more call, but yeah. You're right. The reason I like this one, because since you've read the comic books, you know about the cannibals, right?
Yeah.
In the comic book, they were just a tiny role. It was like they went to a shack in the woods, and what's his name? That's where what's-his-name died, the fucking old guy with the RV. He died there, right? And it was just like these cannibals, and the big thing about the cannibals is they went ape shit on them and actually killed them like savages, right? Because they fucking killed Dale, or they were eating Dale's legs or whatever. But what's crazy is if you see the previews for this next one, the cannibals...
It looks good.
They play a huge, huge role in like the whole next season. Yeah. It's kind of weird because that's nothing like the comic book. It's far away from the comic book.
Yeah, they've veered off, and I don't know. The trailer looks good, man.
Yeah,
I'm saying it's. I gave up on it, but it might pull me back.
Yeah, you never know. And I'm sure they're smart enough to be listening to the feedback because the other people seem to get pissed about what happened last.
They
God damn
did
it!
Stupid.
I want to keep talking with you about the Walking Dead, but everybody gets mad. Thing. The big thing is I'm dialing right now, guys, but
fuck.
The big thing is everybody seems to be pissed off because it was slow, like there was no direction of where they're going. But that was kind of how it was in a comic book after the prison. They were like, what the fuck do we do now? Fuck you, car. All right, here we go. So I think it made sense, but a lot of story driving.
I'm still that drinking in the house thing felt so like fake and fun.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I get you. In the comic book, the girl's dead and the other dude never existed.
Yeah, I know.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging.
No, we got more. We're gonna do one more call.
It looks like some kind of a warrior, the mop. It looks so proud.
It does.
It looks like an Aztec warrior or something. Like,
All right. Hopefully this guy answers. We got time for one more, and then I'm cutting out.
Hello?
Is this Aaron?
Yeah, this is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. This is Gil Maples. You had responded to my Craigslist ad that I posted. We were doing the murder mysteries for the Investigative Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Okay, I have an issue. We had somebody drop out at the last moment. I'm trying to find a replacement. Do you have time?
I do. Like, as in what? Time for what right now?
Oh, do you remember the ad?
Yeah, no, I do. Okay. I'm trying to remember exactly. Do I need to go somewhere right now?
No, it's over the phone, murder mystery game. Winner gets $2,500 brought to you by the Investigative Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, we're real tight on time, so I don't have a lot to explain. So I can't really give you the original speech that we lay out. But just so you know, I'm going to connect you to the conference. Okay. I'll just explain the rules, and then we'll jump right into the acting and the scenario, and then just play along. You know, that's all you got to do.
Okay.
All right. Just a second.
Cool.
Okay, guys, we're back. I'm back. Is everybody still here? Aspid,
yeah.
Matt,
I was just saying to Mabel.
Okay. Okay. I have Aaron with us. Aaron's going to go ahead and replace Jenny, who dropped out. So, all right, guys, just to recap, and since Aaron didn't hear this before, the basic rules are it's simple. It's simple. It's just like a murder mystery. You play along with whatever game, whatever scenario got laid out in front of us. You can ask questions. You can communicate with each other. You can communicate with the host. The host for this is Dwight. And you can go ahead. You can go ahead and lie. You can undercut other people. You can do whatever you want. You can ask to look in a garbage can. You can, you know, anything like that applies. So, okay. Everybody got it? It's pretty simple. Okay.
Here,
okay.
Here, boss.
All right, Dwight. I'm gonna do I lay it out or do you lay it out?
I'll go ahead and lay it out.
Okay, go ahead. And if you guys want to be any kind of character besides yourself, feel free. It's a game. Or you can be yourself. Okay? All right, go.
All right. You folks venture into a deep, dark warehouse where you find a set of stairs that lead you to the basement. You walk down a dark corridor where you see many white, bright doors. Shiny. They look as if they should not be there. You walk in to the fifth door on the left, and you see a dead hooker with bright purple hair and crotchless panties on. As you close the door locks, and you hear a voice come over the loudspeaker.
I want to play a game. The door has been locked in 15 minutes. This room will fill with poisonous gas. In the drop ceiling, there are some tools. Your choices are butt plugs and anal beads and a plastic knife that you get with your McDonald's breakfast. You must use these tools to cut into the dead hooker. Inside the dead hooker, you will find the map and the way to disable the poisonous gas. The choice is yours.
Feel free to interact now.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna grab the knife. I'm gonna go ahead and grab the I guess it's more like a plastic butter knife from my vision of it. I'm gonna go ahead and grab that, and I'm going to start trying to cut open the belly of the hooker.
I'm gonna go ahead and use my teeth.
Okay.
I have a chipped front tooth, so I think it might cut in good.
The first gentleman will run into a problem. As he cuts into the hooker's stomach with a plastic butter knife, he will find acid pouring out. It begins to melt his feet. The map is not there.
I'm biting into her vagina region.
What is this gentleman's name that's on the phone?
Matt fucking Hiller.
Yeah, there's Aspa. I'm Gil, Matt, and Aaron.
Oh, although you bite into her vagina, you taste the sweet, sweet berries, but there is nothing there. Try again. Aaron, do you have any observations?
I attempt to help the man with the burning feet using the butt plug. Then I attempt to remove the hooker's skin on her face via my fingernail, my coke nail.
Yes. Where are you trying to dig? Where do you believe the map is?
I believe the map is placed behind the face, somewhere in the face.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
I think I got it. I think it's in your butt, boy. I think it's in your butt.
That is correct. The killer at first wanted to take the map and put it into the left breast of the hooker where she had implants, but then thought better. He took it and then wrapped it around his penis and penetrated the hooker where the map was left. Now that you have found the map, you can only take one other person with you to escape. The choice is yours. The other one will be dildo fucked in the ass by a machine gun.
Whoa! I got a question.
Proceed.
Does the hooker have a velvet throat?
She does.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Permission to remove...
The hooker's name is Neon and has a velvet throat.
Permission to remove the crotchless panties?
You've got no feet. Why are you worried about the panties?
Condition with the crotchless panties is what you plan on doing with them.
I would like to go ahead and try to use them to choke Aaron.
Proceed.
Okay. So I'm trying to choke Aaron to liken my chances of being the one who gets to go with Matt.
I think putting on the crotchless panties would be a better way to get you to go.
I take Matt's advice and I put the crotchless panties on.
No legs and crotchless panties. Backpack, yeah.
The crotchless panties snap in half due to your obesity. What do you do next?
Let's see. Is there any objects laying around the room? Any other objects?
There is a femur bone from the previous victim.
Okay, I would like to grab that femur bone. And I'm gonna stab Aaron right in the penis. Right in the penis. Just stab.
Wait, look. There's fingerprints on the femur bone.
I'm gonna divert that attack with the butt plug.
Okay.
And attempt to batter his face with the butt plug.
He has stricken you about the face with a butt plug. How do you respond?
I would like to check the butt plug for fingerprints.
Proceed.
All right.
Fingerprints have shown.
That's going to put the solving to this murder, yo.
There's two set of fingerprints on the butt plug. One could possibly be the killer's. The other is Aaron's.
All right.
I attempt to wipe the fingers while no one's or fingerprints while no one's looking. Even though we're in the same room.
Access denied.
Wow. Remember in Weird Science when they were hacking, it said access denied when they were trying to hack. That's besides the point.
A voice comes over the loudspeaker. The panties were actually the map. They have been split in half. You must put these panties back together to make the map whole. There are now two pieces. Fight to the death to acquire both.
I think I'm gonna go ahead.
If I'm going out tonight, if it looks like with no feet, I'm probably just gonna lose. I'm gonna get one last nut off. So I'm gonna go ahead. I'm going to grab Aaron's legs, tackle him to the ground so he's at my level, and then I'm going to try to enter him anally.
AIDS has been transferred.
I gouge him.
I gouge him.
Yeah. And then
I'm going to not fight. And this Dalali entry, little does he know.
The fuck?
Little does he know. Okay. I'd like to go ahead and say, hey guys, he's giving it away to everybody else in the room.
I'm going to go ahead and contract AIDS, too, before I leave with the map.
I'm going to go ahead and also leave with a piece of the map.
How are you going to leave?
You've been eye-gouged. You've been eye-gouged.
And you have a penis in your anal.
Oh, okay.
You actually have my penis in your anal hole.
And eye damage isn't that much, though. I mean, you can still fight on with missing eye.
Yeah, but try to run out of a room with another man's penis jammed into your ear.
Yeah, that would be tricky.
It is tricky.
Yeah, it's beyond physics.
Yeah, you're right. All right, I can't break. I can't just break.
All right, I'm done with this.
Fair enough.
Player X picks up Aaron and slides his busted open anal cavity over the door handle and begins to use his butt cheeks as a vice grip to open the door.
Pink sock for the win.
Using the prolapse, I...
this is too much work.
Player Hillick slaps him in the face and calls him the N-word as they exit the room.
I would say nigger. I would never say the N-word. That's for fucking queers.
Just go full board. You might as well just go full board.
Yeah, if your prolapse is already over, doorknob.
Knowing the gas is about to fill up the room, I would like to go ahead and grab Aaron by the anal with both hands, like I'm going to swim inside
the prolapse.
Him and stretch him over and put him on my head and wear him like a gas mask.
Okay.
Mm.
Like a man mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a prolapse back mask.
I've dealt with prolapses in my life, and they're not that stretchy.
You know. I mean, I don't feel like I'm being that helpful in terms of, like, contorting my body into a backpack.
You're going to win the $2,500, though, Ancient Jews. For the murder mystery Craigslist call.
Aaron has been converted into a Jew, lessening his chances of winning.
During this moment, I would like to ask Aaron if he is aware of Jesus Christ and the sacrifices he made.
Yes, I am aware of Jesus Christ. I was told that story many times.
Wow. Huh? When he started talking right there, that voice sounded familiar when he started talking about Jesus. And I was like, is this Rappy? That would have been the weirdest shit in the world. You're like, you know what? It is Rappy, motherfucker.
Alright. So I guess who did it?
Who's
the murder?
Yes, who did it? Who done it?
Who what? Who killed who?
Oh, you wanna know who did it?
Yes.
It was fucking Carrot Top.
Oh, son of a bitch. That bitch that was laying on the ground all the time.
Son of a bitch.
I should have knew it was that woman with a vagina on the ground.
That's the name of my
God damn it. I should have suspected that orange hair piled in the corner.
Yeah, those were his pubes.
He's so weird and muscly now, and fucking all that big sword.
But here's a twist for you. It was not only Carrot Top.
Twist.
Yeah, Pauly Shore was in on it too.
Pauly Shore. I hear he like kicks people out of fucking goddamn cruise rooms.
Oh, did you hear? You hear he's filming Biodome 2?
No,
that's a movie we're seeing.
Oh, there's no way we're not
going
to see it.
Yeah, it's going up. It's going up against Expendables 3 next weekend.
So what's
we get that preview with Expendables 3, huh?
Expendables 3's been on my pirate site for like a week. is that not out yet?
No.
No, I think that movie was out on there before it was out on in the big screen.
Yeah, because it's not at the big screen.
I just don't care.
Okay, well, I guess the mystery is solved. Carrot Top did it, so. Yeah. All right,
brought joy in somebody's night tonight.
Yeah, we're gonna go do some poppers and play with our gerbils.
Hey, does this guy know that they're doing an Expendables 4?
Pauly Shore and Carrot Top are going to be in that one.
Well, I'm sure.
They're going to get ripped, and then they're going to fuck your mother.
That makes sense.
All right, good night.
Yep, happy AIDS.
All right, I hung up on him. That's goofy. He was a good sport, though. All right, let's do a what did you learn today? All right. Ask what did you learn today?
You don't have the sad music, though.
I know I don't. It's kind of a
bummer. I learned that I can talk on the phone machine. Sometimes.
Oh, shit.
Our friend's here.
Oh.
Hi, Brad.
He's going to play. He's going to play the music. It stopped giving us feedback. If I hear myself talk, it throws me off. I thought he was going to pop on and play sad music for us. Huh. All right, Dwight, what'd you learn tonight?
I learned I'm not a slick motherfucker anymore. That one bitch kept refusing my advances. That's bullshit.
Mr. Hillwick, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that Ken's mop picture actually made me call him Dwight.
It made you with its downward brows. I learned that
it looks so awesome. I might draw something like that later.
I just learned that the Expendable 4 is going to come out starring Pauly Shore and Carrot Top, so I can't wait for that one to bootleg. Yay.
Fuck yeah.
Alright, well, it was a fun night. I enjoyed it. Thank
it
you
was
guys
fun
going on.
Thanks
Arby
for having me on much.
Arby yeah, no learned problem. After a year of phone larking, he still never knows what to expect.
It really was fun, man.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. You know what, Arby? I couldn't agree with you more, and I'm the one who plans the shows. Like, literally, every show I have an agenda, kind of. Numbers and agenda and shit like that. And usually I follow it, kind of. But I never know what to expect either. Sometimes the most brilliant ideas that I feel are great and I put all this work behind, right? The show ends up being kind of shitty. Then other times, you know, you get really fun nights where I just threw out an idea because I knew I needed one and I was too busy to really follow up on it. And then it turned out to be a pretty good show with a fucking great call. The Nancy Chew Mysteries.
I would also like to inform you that I learned whenever there's a murder, it's got to be raining.
and never forget to check for fingerprints because you've seen that shit on TV.
That
I also learned.
Look at Dr. Unk learned that the Nancy Drew learned that Nancy Drew assumes that Japanese killed those 900 people in Germany.
I also learned that a anal prolapse will open up any locked doors.
See, there's a lot of gold there, man.
Yeah. Let's see. I learned that I missed the phone show. Oh, I'm sorry, Hector. We still
what?
Try. Hey, you know what? I don't know if I'm actually going to get a... there's somebody that I've never met that I would like to have on our show. Maybe next week. Maybe the following week. Rob... he used to be around and had his own show, apparently. Rob something. Rob the...
Yeah, Rob Van Dam.
No, not... that's
Rob the Hyena?
Yeah, Rob the Hyena.
Get the fuck out of here.
Arby said that he got a hold of him and said, hey, are you still doing a show? And Arby told him, yeah, but I do it solo, but there's a show like my show that if you like that format, you should come on. So Rob the Hyena has an open invitation to come on mine.
Rob could come on my show.
I've never...
He'll be perfect for you. He likes scripts.
Yes, that's what Arby told me. Arby told me, he goes, his style's a lot like yours. And I said, perfect, because, I mean, it helps when, you know, people like these weird style of pranks that I do. And not to mention, I'm running out of ideas. I could do some suggestions.
Elaborate. Apparently, he used to write scripts to the rest of the people that would be on the prank show, but he never gave it to me. Because I would fucking deal with it anyway.
Yeah.
Or like outlines.
Yeah, whatever. I know what you mean. Yeah, you can't write a script because you don't know exactly what's going to happen, right? Yeah. Okay. Okay,
but he's cool as fuck, man.
Yeah, that's what I hear. So, anyways, open invitation to him to come on. I've never met the guy, never talked to him, but I hear his style meshes good with mine, so.
Whoa.
Stop it. All right. Okay, I think I'm going to go ahead and end the show.
God bless.
And I'll be back next week. And it should. I'll try to come up with some good ideas. So thanks for being.
Thanks
on
for everybody. Having us.
Yeah, oh, thanks for being on. Most of my normal crew besides Dwight wasn't around, so I was glad I put together a pretty good crew on the fly. So. All right, thanks everybody.
I'm jerking my mic stand off.
Oh shit! I need that. Yeah. Hold on, I need a going out song. So keep jacking off for these people.
Okay.
Clear playlist. And
George loves it.
Yeah, keep jacking. I don't know, maybe another 5 minutes of jacking while I'm looking for this. Computer, give me a song. Hey there, computer.
Oh, it's getting sloppy.
Well, yeah, it's all wet now. That's what happens. Okay.
Nigger.
Whatever. I'm almost there. Where is it? Ah, there we go. We'll play. You know what? Somebody told me they liked Neither Friends, the Uptown song earlier. Somebody requested that I post that link. So here I'm going to go ahead and play another Neither Friends song. And this one's called Sex Beat. And it's also a pretty good song. So enjoy, and I'll see you guys next week. Oh, and this has been The Art of Phone Larking. Ha ha ha. Goodbye.
I wanna smooch every lady I meet. I wanna start playing like I'm in the gun club. Cause I can't be friends with the women who know me. I can't just be friends with the women who blow me. The walk of shame ain't so bad when all the girls you fuck live a block away. I crawl back to the place I stay, where I live like I'm Dr. Dre.
What everybody's saying,
some of that old gangster shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke fat joints.
Where do I go when I don't have a show? All I want is to be the guy every lady wants to see. Where do I go when I don't have a home? All I want is to be the guy every lady wants to see.
Confidence is such bullshit. You could trick yourself into thinking that you're the shit, and women will sense it and take you to their place, and they'll do anything, even sit on your face.
I can't breathe.
It's the fact there are very few things that excite me. My songs, my shows, and being that band that every pretty girl knows.
All bitches are the same, just like my rules. You know, when I get a bitch, I get a bitch right away.
Where do I go when I don't have a show? All I want is to be the guy every lady wants to see. Where do I go when I don't have a home? All I want is to be the guy every lady wants to see.
I still see her tearing up. Fighting's getting loud and the neighbors are hearing us. We can't keep it down cause of all of the beer in us. Tossing shit around, fucking up the interior. I'm sorry, bruh, but you know what? Maybe it is too soon. Like Chad, you still need time to heal. Taylor told me chill, Wesley told me chill. But when I asked Mel, she told me do what you feel. So why I'm here, yo, free Lauryn Hill. Another thing done off an ecstasy pill. And after all that, she was next to me still. I think you're all that and you're sexy as hell. You won't find me at Double Door no more. Charge it to the game, sweetheart, I can't afford. I'm starting to think that I'm never gonna find me a wifey. So I'ma just go buy me some Nikes. And all these pretty girls really like me, but I want